WJS.
Is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, and hello. I'll keep this brief because we have a whole show open ready to go. It is the best of Don and Mike today, folks. Technical issues persist here at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Center. Engineering is working on them even as we speak. So until then, we bring you the best of Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, yes. Moonlight feels right.
Hello!
Little one-hit wonder here by Starbucks.
I'm a fan.
I love the coffee.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
Hello there. Hey, you like it, Dr. Bill?
You know what?
What?
This is crap.
Oh, I know. Hello, everybody. Hello there.
Hello.
It's pretty good, right?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How about you, Jerry?
And then I sat and really worked it.
I love this song.
Feels right.
Well, it starts there with Moonlight Feels Right, and look who just walked in the room. It's Super Hebrew.
I was the only Jewish member of Starbucks.
Hi! It's me, Super Jew.
I missed every Saturday gig.
It's back when they changed the name to Star of David Buck.
How's
your
Roses?
Saturday Church.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Narnia.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea.
Oh, Rob?
Yes.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
I love that song. Oh, those people. Those people love to go long and hard. And those people are Don Geronimo.
Yeah.
And Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. I love it when you quote our general manager, Michael Pettis.
I do every day.
And now, if only at this point during every show with every song, we could have some xylophone. Hi. Don and Mike Show, new episode, everybody, on this Friday. Vibraphone. Shut up, Rob. Sounds like a xylophone.
It is a xylophone.
Most people. What?
Same thing.
Hold on. 2 days in a row now, I've had to stop the record.
It's the same thing.
A xylophone. I saw them in concert. It's the big long thing, and the guy's got sticks.
A xylophone is playing the vibes. I believe that's the same thing.
Really, is it the same thing?
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
I saw Starbuck play their hit record.
Xylophone is the guys with the little balls on the end of the drumsticks.
Yeah, that's right. And it's the big long, gigantic, almost looks like pieces of railroad track.
Exactly. Yes. What's a marimba?
Excuse me?
A marimba.
Isn't a marimba a percussion instrument?
I don't know. That's why I asked. I believe that's one of those things that shakes with beads in it. Well, that's maraca.
How you feeling today, Buzz?
I feel great.
Okay, Rob was just indicating that you might be under the weather again.
I didn't stop the music.
I only believe it's because he made me stop the music again with his goddamn... His corrections.
Yes.
Xylophone. Mm-hmm. It's a xylophone.
And I don't want to make Rob feel any worse than he already feels, but...
That's impossible.
The fact that Don spotlighted the xylophone enhanced that listening for me, and I was really going to enjoy it.
And he's got to tap me on the shoulder, and I just ignore him, and then he writes it down frantically. Like,
I've already crossed it out.
He writes it down like, hi, Joe.
It's a marimba.
Joe.
Ah. I'm on the website.
I saw this band in concert. I saw this band in concert. You see the thing that well, okay, Buzz?
Yeah. Yes. A marimba has the tubes underneath of them.
Yeah, but
the xylophone just has the pieces on top.
Okay, the the band, when I saw the band play Starbuck in 1979, they didn't have the thing underneath.
Can you bring up xylophone?
I'll work on that. Yes.
I mean, can anybody spell xylophone? It's with an X, right?
I can. Yes.
Zy. It's no Z. Mike starts with a Z. Z I Y L.
Do you know why I did that?
I P H O N E xylophone.
They're going to bring up xylophone, and it's going to look just like a marimba. That's what I predict.
Unless, of course, it is a small xylophone, what is called the Glockenspiel.
Glockenspiel.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, this is Ron?
Yes, hello. Hi, Ron. Hello.
You sound like you're not sure of that, Ron. You're not sure whether it's you.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous. First time, long time, that sort of bit. But I just wanted to call you guys on my 50th birthday. Thank you very much for your 20 years. Love the show and you and Mike and Rob and Buzz. It's just kind of the brothers a guy wish he had.
That's nice. That's a very nice thing to say. Thank you.
Hey, you're very welcome.
See you later.
We all wish we had brothers.
See you later. Buzz, what did you find?
I found xylophones with...
We don't embrace him, Don.
I found xylophones with and without tubes underneath. Here's a xylophone with tubes like a marimba.
Same damn thing.
Okay, could you please find a xylophone without the tubes underneath?
I'll bet I can.
Because that is what
Wait a minute. There, we have not determined... It is, I believe, what you originally said, it is a xylophone. Now, Joe, I mean, do you... You're on the website for what, marimbas?
For Starbucks.
There he's on.
And they say marimba?
Here's a xylophone without the tubes underneath.
And, boy, those guys should be under the definition faggot in the dictionary.
All right, everybody.
So
stand by.
So marimba, not all that irrelevant. Then.
Buzz, you win the award, then.
Stand by. Hold on.
I say hooray for Buzz.
Moonlight feels
you
right.
Always do.
Moonlight feels right. .com.
Uh-huh.
Moonlight.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. You're going to hear me eat a big piece of humble pie, but still, you should not have interrupted me, because most people, who gives a rat's ass?
Yeah, but keep in mind, if I hadn't interrupted, we wouldn't have gotten here.
Right? I didn't want to be here.
This is not bad. No.
Well, wait, is he right? Is it vibraphone?
No, he's not right. It's the marimba.
And so Buzz is right.
Yeah, Buzz is right. And you're not.
And Buzz
right.
Brought it up in a very humble and very a non-adversarial way.
Buzz is great.
You big dope. You didn't even write down the right thing.
No, but I have now.
Moonlightfeelsright.com.
Didn't you kind of almost bring it up as a question when you actually knew it was a marimba?
I saw we were stopped and had a moment, so I thought, just for fun, I'll throw that in.
And then the boy attacked you for having a fever.
Moonlight Feels Right is the definitive AM radio driving song of the 70s.
Uh-huh.
Written by multi-talented vocalist, keyboardist, Bruce Blackman,
uh-huh.
Moonlight Feels Right represents 70s synth pop at its finest.
Right.
Impeccably crafted, winningly melodic,
show
and uniquely
so gay.
Constructed.
Right. Show is the gayest.
With a marimba solo.
Ah. We are in the very beginning of our Friday broadcast. We are dissecting Starbuck.
Featured in the movie Stuck on You. Moonlight Feels Right was the first single from the Atlanta group Starbuck.
Why even do a show? Why don't we just go roller skating with leg warmers on?
The song reached number 3 in Billboard, number 2 in Cashbox, number 1 in Record World. True classic.
Yes, it is.
I do
enjoy the song. I don't think I'll ever listen to it the same way.
Smooth sounding. Love to hear that marimba.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Xylophone would have been fine.
Yes, of course it would. Everyone knew what you meant.
Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify on the vibe. You got metal keys, and on the xylophone and the marimba, you got
wooden
keys. Right.
So are you saying the xylophone and marimba are one and the same?
No, the difference on the vibraphone, you've also got those tubes underneath, and they've got a
No, I was asking
inside.
About... I was.
Would a xylophone and the marimba be the same?
No, because the marimba has the wooden keys, and the vibes have the metal keys, but they both have the spinning discs underneath.
But was Rob wrong?
Hold it, now, he's doing it again.
Yeah.
We asked,
yes, I know.
Are xylophone and marimba the same thing?
They are all three different.
They are all three different. How is, now please slow down, take a deep breath, and answer this question. How is the xylophone different from the marimba?
The marimba has the tubes underneath.
And the xylophone? And
just like Beth.
Does not.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like Beth Ann McBride.
Has the tubes underneath.
I'm trying, guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Now, Rob, why are you looking quizzically?
I don't think he answered anything.
I don't think he did either.
More than meets the eye.
The eastern moon looks really far away.
Okay, now, if you could just stand a couple feet away from me. Yeah, just leave the room here.
Robin's left the room.
Just for the next minute 30.
Okay. Bob lumbered out of the room.
Here's the thing. Here's why the boy pisses me off. No, don't
go in my room.
Rob, get out of Buzz's room.
Yeah.
Rob,
welcome,
Rob,
friend.
Say something to indicate you're over there.
Go ahead, say.
Get out of here.
Our new producer.
There he is. Get out of there. Get out of that room. Just go stand in the hallway. Just go stand in the hallway.
Bye, Rob.
No, Joe. What, Joe?
Everything's spinning out of control now.
Their website says that if you have any questions, contact them.
I'd love to hear from you. I don't have any questions.
Starbuck. Any relation to the figure skater that was married to Terry Bradshaw?
JoJo. No.
JoJo Starbuck. What's the matter?
You know,
you look concerned.
You can just, you know, I feel like that kid that got the light at the Macy's Day Parade
that fell on top of him,
crashed him in the head.
You're ready for your big parade. You're all set to enjoy it, and something falls on you.
The boy knows today because he sees that I brought in a disc from home, and he says right away. He says, "Oh, what's that?"
Because he's curious that way.
And I said, "I found my copy of Moonlight Feels Right. I dig this song. I want to play this today because we don't have this here at the station."
Mm-hmm.
So he knows that I've made, a special trip into the home vault.
Mm-hmm. Just to play that at the beginning of the show.
Yes. Right. And still he must stop and tap right down.
So
right
what you're
down,
saying, if I can understand this, he ruined your enjoyment of Moonlight Feels Right by tapping.
Yes. And furthermore, you enjoyed it. You truly enjoyed it while it was playing.
I did. In fact, it surprised me. I haven't heard it in years.
You never hear the goddamn song on the radio.
Very smooth. And it's kind of like, it's out there now. It's not coming back. It's not going to be the same if you were to start it from the beginning.
I am not going to start it from the beginning.
You would enjoy that.
Not from the beginning, just from the part.
Can we hear the xylophone?
Yes, where they should not have effed up.
Which I will call it, incidentally.
I will. Thank you. And the moon was spinning far away. That's right, everybody. The great band Starbuck. Moonlight Feels Right. Rob Spiewak in the other room right now. Buzz, what is your percentage today of your health?
110%.
110?
Yeah, 110.
Is that documented?
I think so.
And now, the xylophone. Or the marimba.
Damn fine playing of it, too.
But certainly not the vibophone or whatever Rob said it was. Why are you looking at me like that?
You ruined it.
I ruined it.
You're talking through the solo. It was so nice. You spotlighted it, and I was getting ready to enjoy it, and you just went, you weren't even matching the DDDs with it. You know?
Hey. Doing the best I can.
I know you are, and you know I know you're shaking up, and this is this is not fair.
I'm all shaking up, Mike.
I mean, I know that you've been rattled, you've been thrown off your game.
But now we can't just play the goddamn thing, the part.
Dry, you mean?
And furthermore, I think I was right on with the. And now, the machine.
See, now you're trying to upset me. See, that was much better.
Don't patronize me.
And what is this? Hey, what is that? What's playing? Is that just a keyboard? Is that a synthesizer?
Synthesizer. Rob?
This song is so gay.
I thought you liked the song.
I do. I said I did at the beginning. Rob's like poking his head in the door now.
Come on back in. Come on back in.
What's going on?
Come on back in.
This is a weird, weird Friday show.
It's the holiday. Ain't my fault.
I shouldn't keep saying that because this is gonna be a future best of segment.
No, this will not be.
Oh, Mike just spit out his water.
Sure it will. No, no, it will. I don't care how low our standards are for best of.
Sure it will.
No, Mike. You know why? This has psychologically scarred me.
Well, I know it has. I know. This whole opening has.
Moonlight Feels Right.
Yeah.
A crystal clear CD version.
Yes.
Hard to find.
You actually, did you, when you got up this morning and when you were going into your collection of music, wherever you have that, were you specifically seeking out this particular song? Or were you randomly going through music and it jumped out at you?
No, looking for. Yeah. Moonlight Feels Right.
Okay.
Needing to hear it.
On, it wasn't on private stock. I don't know what the label was. But yeah, I was specifically looking for that. Oh, there. Don't bother.
I thought you might like that.
No.
Where, was he going to find
he
the label?
He was able to look up the label. No, don't do that. Don't help me any more than you've already helped me.
It was on Vibraphone Records.
Have a good time at the dog show this weekend.
I hope so.
You bet I'll plug the hell out of that now.
I bet you will.
Okay. Now that I'm asking if everybody's cool.
Everything is right with the world now.
I'm the only one that's having this reaction.
You're fine now, though, aren't you? You're all right. Yes, aren't you? Just having fun.
I'm fine. And now back to Starbucks.
See the sun come up on Sunday morning.
Oh, that lovely lyric.
And let me say, it's the Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday.
You know I'm giving you a warning.
Would it kill you to say the Friday like you normally say it?
I was too into the song.
Make your mind up. It's either gay or it's not.
I can like things that are gay. I like Craig Wilson.
Touche.
I even watch figure skating during the Olympics.
Okay, well.
Winner! Hey, there it is again. Love to be able to play that instrument. Second bar. The little crescendo coming up. Here it comes. Up the scale.
Don Phillips more than meets the eye.
Don and Mike Show, and it's a new episode, everybody, on this Friday.
Friday!
Thank you, Mike. 1-2-0-9-0-5.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded. You can call us from anywhere in America. Here's your phone number, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, and on the internet, you can call 800-636-1067 from WJFK in Washington. Call 202-432-1067. The show is also finally on the internet with a nice big warm stream.
Yeah.
That actually will pour through the 1.5 inches of slush we received.
Slush ice crap.
You can get us on the internet. Go to dynamicwebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and that'll take you to whatever radio station you need to go to hear us on the internet.
Bingo.
There we go.
Baby.
Feels right.
Oh, now it's gone.
That's okay. Don't worry about
it. Will that stay in the studio now for a while, or will that go back home with you?
Look, see this? It's going back in this box. It's going back home with me.
Okay. Now, Norm, would it have stayed? Would it have stayed in the studio?
Oh, it would have lived here.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? Like, it would have lived here like... It would have lived here just like this one.
Okay.
This is what I brought in last week.
Right.
Rob said to me, we played a song off it from my collection at home. Mm-hmm. He said, you want it to live here?
Yes.
All right.
Give it a box.
Yes.
Give it a slot.
Give it a home. But the other one, no.
Not you, my precious disc.
You will listen to that in the privacy of your own home.
No. This one, there's only one person that I don't want to be around this disc. You see that? Say goodbye to that smiley face on that Have a Happy Day disc.
You can be so cruel.
Goddamn right.
Aye.
Cruel to be kind.
Aye.
Cruel to be kind, Rob.
You would have seen how cruel he was being.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you guys.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. I wanted to clarify the marimba thing better for you. The difference between a marimba and a xylo is that a xylo is about 3 octaves higher in register.
You know, you sound... who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Shirley Manson from Garbage.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew it. I just could tell by the way she sounded.
You know what?
I just liked the way she explained it. I liked everything about this call.
What the hell happened, speaking of Shirley Manson and Garbage... What the hell happened to them? Last time I checked, they were really playing at some, like, neighborhood bar in Baltimore.
Right.
Somebody called me and said, hey, don't you like the band Garbage? I love them. I said, you want to go to see them tonight in Baltimore? I said, where? Like, at what arena? And I was like, at, Big Don O'Brien's House of Big League Pork.
When is the last time Garbage had a big record?
Probably with that was with Stupid Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, ma'am.
No.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey there. I have a Captain 20 sighting for you.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Yeah, man, he's in Herndon.
What's he doing?
I was a guest on the Christmas Eve episode of Creature Features. They just taped it like 2 nights ago.
Now, are you talking about the real Captain 20, and is the real Captain 20 making a return?
No, actually, it's the same guy, Dick Dizel, but I was on, he's Count Gore Duval also.
Uh-huh.
And so I made a...
Are you talking about right now that they're
still today?
He's still doing the show?
No, the show is on, yeah.
Creature Feature is still on with a character that introduces movies?
Let me explain to everybody. This is an old guy from We Were All Kids.
Everybody had their local town TV station.
Right. This guy would climb out of a coffin on Saturday night and say, we've got the scary movie for you.
And you had he was Captain 20 here in Washington, D.C. And
also.
In Hartford, Connecticut, where I was born, we had Ranger Andy. Did you have somebody in Wichita?
We had Major Astro.
Among others.
Of course, Major Astro, yeah.
Did I send you the link about what Captain 20 is doing now?
No, you didn't.
I thought I did. He's a mobile DJ.
Yeah, I've got his card right here, man. It's called Sounds Fabulous DJ Service.
Okay. See, you hung up on him, so that answers that question that I was going to ask you.
What?
I was going to say, wouldn't he be? I would imagine there is a potential that he might be an interesting guest on the show.
Hello.
Just to talk about, like, all the crap that he's done and what he went through.
Oh, local TV.
You work with kids for that long. I would imagine you've got a few stories.
I had read somewhere the rap on him was that he's one of these guys that will not say anything bad.
Right.
My time was great when I was with kids. And I was on the show when I was a kid.
Right.
I was there. They had the hamster races.
Yes. Hamsters? You want to talk about animal cruelty.
Gerbils.
They were gerbils, right? They were gerbils.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, are you sure you guys weren't playing the homophone on there? Homo.
A homophone.
We might have. Robbie found his webpage.
One time one of my father's brothers found himself in the company of the state, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was in the slam, the prisoners were actually betting on the gerbil races. Because
really?
That was the TV that was on.
Captain 20.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
There would be like a marine boy.
When I was a kid, the deal was that you would send your name in, and in
right.
Captain 20, this guy who also played the Count guy, the Count Dracula guy,
right.
He would wear a spacesuit, and he would come out during the afternoon shows, and he would pull your name out. And if you were lucky enough, as I was, to have your name pulled out one day, you got to pick. They'd call you up on the phone, and you would pick which gerbil you wanted in the race. You could pick either Adam's Family,
mm-hmm.
or Batman,
right.
or the Munsters. I would always root for Batman.
Sure.
And the fun ensued.
Did Batman win a lot?
I did not win the bicycle.
Ah.
Because what happened was they had these very big lawn, almost like Pinewood Derby, like slots.
Like little tracks, right, where they were
right.
high enough to keep the gerbils from jumping over.
Yeah, and what happened was, at least in my case, I remember this to this day because I cried and I made and it was just awful. Batman, all of this on live television, 4:30 in the afternoon.
Wow, right.
I'm on the telephone.
You soiling yourself on live TV.
And he says, which do you want? And I said, Batman. And they go, okay, let it go. And then they go out and Batman really ran way out far in front and then turned around and ran the other way.
Oh, that's terrible.
So I didn't win the bicycle.
No. Was the track electrified? Would have been much more interesting to watch them run.
Anyway, Rob has found the guy's website. Where he now? Yeah, you're right. He's a mobile DJ.
Huh.
I can't imagine. I mean, if you want to try to book the guy, Robbie, go ahead. But only if you'll like say bad stuff about the little bastards
or
like
funny,
me.
Even funny stuff. You know, I mean, but if he is saying, hey, it was wonderful, I never had a, all the kids were wonderful.
I believe the quote that I read from him one time that somebody sent me in a link after I mentioned being on the Captain 20 show was something that he said what was that alleged famous guy that was on TV doing a kid's show and then said, oh, that'll keep the guy keep the little bastards happy?
It was a famous blooper. It was a famous boner.
Yeah,
that, they actually put that on a lot of comedy albums. You know, that ought to hold the little bastards over my
I think the quote that someone sent me from that from this guy from Captain 20 was his comment on that was like that is uncalled for. That's unprofessional. You know, you're held in the public trust when you put on a space suit and race gerbils to give away bicycles with banana seeds.
Now I understand. Well, I mean, isn't there? Rob can probably do a recon and find out if that's the tone.
Yeah. Find out what's going on with him, please.
I still remember the commercial where he said, "Hi, it's Captain 20 flying without an airplane." Right. It ran. It was like a special effects shot. It probably ran for like 10 years.
I somehow think we've had him on the show before.
Really?
I do not think we've had Captain 20 on the show.
Talked really?
About him a lot.
And he's not a captain anymore. He's been promoted.
Admiral 20?
Yes.
He's Admiral 20.
Okay.
We had Ranger Andy in my town.
Step back up to the microphone for a second, Rob. Let's talk about your cherry gig this weekend. And I'm kidding you about all that other stuff. You really didn't ruin the beginning of the show.
I don't know. I'm sorry if I did.
But this will.
I know.
Now.
This will.
Please join our own Rob Spiewak.
That's me.
Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is the... you are the Grand Master. You are the...
Master of Ceremonies.
The Master of Ceremonies.
Grand Dragon.
The Grand Dragon. That's what I was trying to think
that's
of,
that's tomorrow night.
Rob is going to be the Grand Dragon tomorrow morning...
For the Wink Wink Bonfire.
At the annual McLean Rain Dog Parade.
Yes.
Rain Dog.
Mm-hmm. Like a reindeer, but it's Rain Dog.
Come to light in the fun of dogs dressed up for Christmas.
Oh, that is fun.
Rob's co-host will be WUSA Channel 9's Peggy Fox.
Yes.
Oh.
That'll be fun.
You were talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
Rob will be in the Langley Shopping Center in downtown McLean.
Yes, come on by.
Why so early?
Dogs are creatures of the morning, Mike. That's when you get the best work out of a dog.
The entrance fee is 2 cans of dog food.
Only if you want to enter your dog. You can come and watch for free.
Is it a parade or a show?
It's a contest that it's a parade with prizes. People will dress their dogs up and parade by, and they have numbers, and there's judges and voting and prizes.
So you think you get anything off Peggy Fox tomorrow?
We'll see. I'm all hands, you know. And it'll be cold.
So is she. I was going to join Rob out there with my girlfriend's dog, Beluga, but a little too early.
Too early?
Yeah, well, I'm far away. So.
How'd you get roped into that? Because you don't even have a dog.
I know. It happened through my church that I sometimes attend. A
Rob is
body
actually,
attendance record.
You, you're doing this, as you told me, to please the city fathers. You're looking good in your community.
It's
that's
twofold. It's that, and also Carrie said she thought the kids would like it.
Right.
The dogs said they'd like to come out.
Mm-hmm.
The kids did say
the
they'd
kids,
like
to. Not the dog.
The dogs didn't.
You're talking about your kids.
Yes, they would like to come out, so we'll do it tomorrow. And if it's a total failure, I'll know not to do it.
Did you get a chance to tell Don a big selling point about what the what was in the parade last year?
Last year. This is great. Now, I can't promise you this year.
Yeah.
Listen to this act.
A family had 4 Great Danes that they dressed as reindeer and had them pull the children in a wagon.
How about that?
Did they have antlers?
Can you get any better than that at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
Yeah. And there's hot cocoa.
All right.
So come on out. It should be. I hear it's going to be a lot warmer tomorrow morning.
Yes.
Was Cindy Pena busy?
I think so. But it all benefits the animal shelter in McLean. Good
all
cause.
Right.
So come on out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you there.
See you there. You going to be wearing a Santa suit?
Santa hat.
Santa hat.
Just
the hat. And your overcoat.
This big RSO sign. Why'd you do that as a crazy bit for the show tomorrow? Wear your RSO sign. The show we were talking about before is a radio show from the 1930s, hosted by a guy named, hey, Uncle Don.
Hey.
All right. And the quote is, good night, little friends, good night. I'll see you tomorrow night at the same time with all your little friends. Then the microphone is left open, and he says, we're off? Good. That ought to hold the little bastard till tomorrow.
And he got fired for that.
That was his last night of right. broadcasting.
Yep. Dynamite, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Those guys are fast.
That's fantastic. Let me ask you a question. When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Stu, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party. Where'd you get this jacket?
I got this from the network. Let me ask you a question. What's next for Jeff Spicoli?
Headed over to the Australian and the Hawaiian Internationals. Me and Mick are going to wing on over to London and jam with the Stones. You guys are invited too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
December 9th is an important day. An important man is having a very important birthday. I'm going to call him now.
Very good.
He's a man we've had on the show before.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I saw him just yesterday on Fox News during an actual, what they passed off as news segment. Here's your hint. He was eating his own dog food.
To the best of my knowledge, we have not missed a birthday call for this gentleman in years.
That's great.
It's always a pleasure, and if we're lucky, we might get a joke out of this.
If his machine's on.
But we might get him live. Or his lovely wife.
Win-win.
I could go for some more of that Irish stew.
Mm-hmm.
You enjoyed that.
Yeah, I did. I'm talking about the legend, Dick Van Patten. Big Dick Van Patten.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Big Bucks.
Dick Van Patten resident?
Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. Is Dick around?
Just a moment, please.
Oh, nice.
Hello?
Hey, Dick, it's Don and Mike.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dick Van Patten.
Dog food.
Happy birthday to you.
You guys are great to remember that. Thank you.
We always do, Dick, and I saw you just on Fox News Channel the other day sitting out there with the...
Eating dog food.
With your lovely wife, Pat, eating dog food.
You're the greatest, Dick.
Onto that.
We love you, and I hope you're having a great birthday today.
How's everything down in Washington?
Things are, the same.
Same old, Dick. Same. You know that.
How's your dog food business going?
Oh, it's doing great. It's going through the roof. It's doing really good.
And they're eatables, right? That's what it's called?
I want you to eat it. It's good. It's good for you.
It is. You know, really, I think...
Vitamins and minerals in it.
Buzz Burbank, our newsman over here, he prefers that to regular Irish stew.
It's better than Irish stew for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Hey, Dick. Dick, let me ask you one question. You've been in showbiz for a long time.
My life is an open book.
Do you know the difference between a xylophone, a...
Marimba.
A marimba.
How about
and,
just a xylophone and a marimba?
Do you know the difference
I do not know the difference between a xylophone and a marimba. Please tell me.
We don't know either.
I think one has tubes and one doesn't. I think that's one has tubes. Did you ever know any great vibe player?
No.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
Well, Lionel Hampton, I guess, was... Right. Did you ever meet Lionel Hampton, Dick?
No, I never met him.
Okay.
Hey, do you get any... You know, Spaceballs just came out on DVD or was just re-released on DVD.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you get any dough for that? Because you're great.
I haven't received anything.
Because, you know, Dick is the king in Spaceballs. Yeah. He's fantastic.
Exactly.
King Roland. That was my name.
King Roland. Fantastic.
Well, Dick, we won't keep you. Happy birthday. We're always thinking about you.
You have big plans?
Very nice. And listen, your show is so popular. People come up to me every day and say, Don and Mike were talking about you the other day. Everybody listens to your show.
Thank you, Dick. That's very nice of you to say. Got big plans for your birthday?
Yeah, I'm going out with the family tonight at 6:30, just for dinner, that's all.
We'll have a wonderful birthday dinner.
Thanks so much, and I appreciate your call.
Happy holidays, Dick.
Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dick. Dick Van Patten.
Love that guy.
Sweet guy.
Truly do.
We got to do that. The expiration date on that might be coming up pretty soon. He's 77 today.
Yeah. We might have to pop on a plane for that one.
77. We need younger friends.
I don't think we'd be invited to that. I think we'd be funeral crashers.
You think so?
Yeah, we'd be like.
You really think
we'd
so?
We'd be like Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Funeral crashers.
You'll be asked to speak.
Grieving babes.
I'm wondering if we could go without giggling. I mean, it's a horrible thing to say. We love him, but no, yeah. And because I even suggested that, now I know we couldn't.
No.
If Don and I went to that funeral, we'd have to be separated.
And we would not be able to go with My Dream, which of course would be the gigantic flower made of horseshoes.
Yes.
Or the gigantic flower that looks like a big horseshoe. You know what I'm saying?
Something like from those old gangster movies.
Yeah, or something that they give to the winner of the Kentucky Derby. Yeah, I know it's not a happy moment.
No.
Mm-hmm. But perhaps it could show the affection we have for the entire Van Patten clan.
I think it would.
I think perhaps we've answered all of our own questions.
Happy birthday to Dick Van Patten.
Yes, Rob, we'd laugh as soon as we saw Carl Reiner.
Provided he's there.
Right. DeLuise would be there.
Oh, that's a horse race. Who do you think will go first, Dick or Dom?
Oh, Dom DeLuise, yeah. Without question.
I haven't seen Dom DeLuise, which would indicate maybe he's not doing that well.
Right.
Dom DeLuise, absolutely. First to check out, Dom DeLuise.
I think Dick Van Patten has managed to keep himself in reasonably good health.
Yeah.
Well, look at all the dog food he eats.
And, of course, Dom DeLuise, it's just the obesity.
Morbid obesity.
Morbid obesity for most of his life.
The M.O. Right. The M.O. for Dom DeLuise.
Fatso.
Okay. Oh, great movie, Fatso.
Yeah. Truly great movie. You ever see it on cable? Watch it. Fatso. Old movie. Good movie.
That's where we got the tape. Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
That's right.
Did you ever suck the...
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Did you?
Get the wand. Yeah. Talk about chocolate swirl ice cream.
Now, before we move on, speaking of food, is there anything you'd like to say to Carla?
Yeah, all right. Well, since what position do you put me in with that? Of course I have to say it now. Carl, I love you very much. I ate badly today. I don't know whether we need to go into the details, but...
I know. Here's all... Listen, Mike...
I have been eating badly.
You have the right to eat anything you like. I am not busting your balls.
I know you're not.
I'm not busting your balls.
Perhaps in some small way... You're looking out for me as well. Perhaps that's why you brought that up.
I know that you have lost 30 pounds.
Let's be honest now. That's not that. I had lost 30 pounds because I began this bad eating when I got to the 30-pound mark. I'm going to try to get back on track. But today I had a meltdown, and as I said, I'm very sorry.
You don't,
honey.
You don't have to. Oh, you're apologizing to her.
Yes, I am.
She should just know if she's listening or maybe
she's been so religious in monitoring, helping me like with food by telling me how many points are in things when I'm eating them, and it I feel like I've let her down when I do this, but I've been doing this again and again and again, and I'm worried.
Today was
the all time
the flimsiest excuse.
Yeah, what was the? I didn't
and,
even remember.
And see, I don't judge. You come in with the food, and I was like talking to you, and you said you started eating the food, and then you look at me. And I'm not judging you, and then you're eating your French fries.
Yeah, but you've been pretty.
And
you stayed pretty much on your. You still drink your little, diet
fast
every day.
Right. Every day, right? But Mike looked at me and he said, "Well, I'm having a bad food day. But, well, because." It's bad weather.
It's cold.
Food. That you said, I'm having bad weather food.
Uh-huh. When we get weather like this,
yes.
I believe that there is something within every human being.
We didn't get any bad weather, though.
It's
cold. I mean, we got, like, slush.
As I was saying, when we get bad weather, I think something inside of us is triggered.
Yes.
In an old, like, caveman type way where we want to hoard food in our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We want to eat.
Okay.
We want to eat food that's going to make us fat. And that's what I did today. All right, I might as well tell everybody what I ate.
Loved it.
I'm not going to go into great detail.
It's not awful.
I had a McDonald's meal.
Well, you can have one of those occasionally.
Mm-hmm. And all right. I had...
No, don't. Come on, don't. That's not why I brought up. You didn't have them. I had a few
cheeseburgers.
Well, as long as it was just a few.
Let's go ahead. It's on the table now. You want to guess?
Three?
Yeah.
That's a few.
I had three.
Yeah.
That is a few.
They're small.
But
they're
these weren't the big ones. They were the small, regular ones.
Mostly just
the ones that are like little ones. They're little mini patties of beef, and they're like three sandwiches, and I had that with a supersized fries. I mean, a bucket of French fries. They were it was as big as my forearm.
Wow, that is
that's gotten bigger since it's been a while since I've been visiting on a regular basis. But I had a Diet Coke, so there's that. Thank you. But I had a Diet Coke.
Well, that's
and,
good.
And I feel right now,
and
I
also,
feel like seriously I could throw up. Right.
Also, that, I had to mention it because you did say as we're leaving the office,
mm-hmm.
and I know when you say I'm kidding and when you're not kidding.
Right.
You said, oh, I ate too much. I really am going to throw up.
I felt that way.
I'm going to puke.
I think I was the first one to bust that guy's balls that did the documentary, whatever that food documentary was.
Supersize me.
But because I haven't eaten like that in a long time,
mm-hmm.
I understand what he's saying. When you don't eat badly like that and then you eat something from McDonald's, you can actually feel that way. And I felt that way, although I still feel good about it.
Sure.
And here's the weird thing. I don't have any regrets. I don't.
Good. What's the guy's name, Rob?
Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock. That's the guy that did the documentary?
Yes.
I still think he's a hump. I really did, because, I mean, I thought he was just kind of talking down to fat people, and that's, I thought that's really what it was all about.
Agreed. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
so I love you, Carl. I'm sorry about this. I apologize.
That's okay, Mike.
Because we were planning a dinner out with the kids tonight, too, and that's not going to change either, and that's not going to be the greatest food you can eat. We're eating that Japanese stuff. Japanese.
What's wrong with Japanese?
We this evening we're eating Japanese.
Japanese. What's wrong with Japanese?
Well, there's oil. You know, I mean, you can get it healthy, but yes. I won't eat it healthy.
Oh.
I will ask for the fried rice. I will ask for the, I will eat the meat. It won't just be vegetables. And Carla will eat the steamed rice with the vegetables. But to me, there's no point in going to a Japanese restaurant if you're not going to eat oil.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video from Tom Monroe from his latest disc entitled Tom Monroe on a New Wavelength. And that's a pretty thing called Turning Japanese.
So there, it's all out there. I feel better. I feel better that I've purged. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
And you know, and it might help you in the future if you did think about the purging thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, really. I mean, if you have...
I could do that right now.
If you have something like that, I know that we're going down a dangerous road.
Right.
I hate to be an enabler.
Yeah.
An enabler. But think about going down the hall and puking.
Not Rob's brought you back. I don't think I could do that. I think that would be a slippery slope. I think that I don't mean that literally. I really think you could get into... And then you get into the habit. You know,
yeah, you don't want to do that.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I'm having two pizzas. You know, say, hey, no problem.
Right. And meanwhile,
the teeth, your enamel wears off your teeth.
Meanwhile, the weight just like nothing.
Pounds melt away.
No, that's right.
You know, it's wintertime, and you know, kids out of school today. Even though we didn't get any snow, a lot of school systems were closed. And it's hot cocoa. It's candy canes. It's Christmas. It's candy. It's McDonald's hamburgers. It's the holidays.
Okay, all right.
But I mean, I think God, I hate being me sometimes.
Well, you shouldn't.
Because here I am. What I'm doing right now is having a discussion with myself. I'm BSing myself. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm going back and forth and going, oh well. And then I was going to say something like, well, but I'm going to stop now. I'm not, because I don't know.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So, no.
Sorry I brought it up. Well, you basically get a little of the under cookie here, you know, by the inner cookie. By making me, you can see how conflicted I am over this.
Yes.
I'm just rambling, incessantly talking about this.
Very conflicted.
And it's frustrating. It is. I've got to stop. I've got to get back to doing what I ate fine when I lost the 30 pounds.
Right.
I ate well because my girlfriend got me on this thing that where you can eat well and it's not a big deal and it's easy. And right now I'm just being bad because I'm just being bad.
And I
got to stop doing that.
You'll be good again.
I haven't had a cigarette either.
Congratulations.
I mean, that's the truth. You know, when we got the calls about that the other day,
right.
And Buzz told you I go outside just to chat with the guys.
No,
you know,
doesn't smoke. I ain't your mommy.
I know you're not.
Yeah, I love you the way you are.
It's
drink, smoke, do it all.
But I really would love to get the final 30, 40 pounds off my fat ass.
You will. You'll get back to it.
Truly would.
In your own good time. No, I mean, when you're ready, you will.
The candy man over there, you know.
Merry sunshine.
Here, have some of these. Eat these. believe these. They go great on top of steak. They're mushrooms. No, I'll be fine. I'll let you know how the weekend. I'm going to try to eat well over the weekend. But I'm saying that to you, and as I am saying that to you in my brain, as I'm looking you in the eye, I'm thinking about, man, I'm going to eat badly this
weekend. Realize you're lying, yeah.
So in a way, that's I'm a little mentally ill in that regard, I think. I'm looking at Don and I'm saying that I'm going to eat well this weekend while I'm going. And as I'm doing that, I had like a vision of like getting up in the morning and driving to Dunkin' Donuts.
Just do what you want to do. Yeah, your girlfriend will love you
no matter
what.
No, but I mean, you remember when I threw my back out and I felt bad when I had all that extra weight on? I know that really, that's the easiest way for anybody to have it demonstrated to them that taking weight off is going to make you feel so much better. And I've got to remember that because I want to continue doing that.
That's true. Be also,
that's it. I've talked myself into
okay.
it.
Okay. Just don't beat yourself up.
You've not talked yourself into
it. I have. I've talked to. You know what? I would be.
You have
look.
Not. Listen. You know, you would say the same thing.
How about this?
You'd say the same
thing.
Let
me offer this.
Don't talk like our lawyer, please. Because then I know you're BSing me. When you say, let me offer this, that's like when our lawyer really is going to grease us up and bend us over. When he says to us, let me offer.
I talked to him today and he said it again.
Sure.
He says it every time he talks.
Of course, because he lives to screw us.
Let me offer this.
Let me offer this.
But let me offer this. You can ask me about what I've eaten. At any time.
I don't want to be put in that position. Listen.
What do you mean?
I don't want this to turn into me busting your balls and asking you what you weigh.
What if you were just to say it? I am using this as perhaps a tool to discipline myself.
Okay, well then.
And I'm talking on air or off air. I'm saying you can.
Oh,
say
I don't want to do this off air. God. I don't want to
have. Well, you see what I have. Usually. You see what I eat for lunch.
Yes, I do.
And you know that for months, I really ate pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, you had your Subway. Just
my little Subway thing every day.
Right. It was good.
But that really, you know, I don't want to say.
Well,
I'm sure they're a fine sponsor.
Okay.
That's like cardboard.
Then the only thing that I'll say, stop eating candy during the show. That's probably killing you. Now, what are you looking at me for?
Well, I don't think that was ever revealed, was it?
Haven't you mentioned that you eat Joe's candy during the show?
Yeah, but I haven't had any candy today.
Good.
Nor do I have any desire for it. I'm reasonably certain that we'll go the whole show. I won't require any more caloric intake.
That's great.
Because really, I feel. No, I do. It is in my stomach.
You've denied yourself
like
so long.
Lead weight.
Just let it go. Just, you know, however you are. I mean, you lost some weight. You're feeling
good. I want to lose more. I want to lose more than I ever have. I want to lose as much as, you know, not you. I know you've lost, what, 90 pounds, 100 pounds?
96, but that's over 3 years.
Yeah. And I'm on pretty much, what, my first year, really, doing this. So, I mean, I look at it that way. You have your, but you lost it with pretty well steady. You didn't, I mean, you were kind of religious about it,
yes.
Right?
Still am.
In fact, you went through plateaus where you weren't losing any weight at all, and you expressed your frustration, but you still stayed with that, you know, BM shake that you like talking about.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the lovely, and that's what it is, BM shake. Mm-hmm. You can get it at your local grocery store.
Yeah, yeah. If that doesn't discipline you, I don't know what will.
I tell you what, you know, normally those shakes are not good. The BM shake with peanuts.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
protein. But you don't like the corn one.
I don't like the sweet with the corn.
Well, I'll
right.
keep everybody. I'm going to, you know what I'm going to do? This is it. You're not required, and I know you don't want to, so I'm not going to put anything on you with this. No, I don't want almonds. Well, thank you. Rob brought almonds in. And, like, wave them in front of me. Temptingly. I will go back to...
You eat a lot of those, too.
Yeah, I do. That's where it started. That's where the whole thing started. Well, it's not my fault. It's the people that brought in, hand trucks full of huge boxes filled with almonds.
Those are actually good for you because they're...
Yeah,
high.
I know they're good, Buzz, but I shouldn't
Buzz,
be eating.
Hold on. They're good like peaches are good, mm-hmm. Or yogurt is good. Mike, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. We're being honest here.
When Elvis discovered yogurt was good for him,
yeah.
Elvis would have had 40 or 50 yogurts at one time.
Yeah, right.
That's what it becomes bad for you.
Yeah, then it's not so much.
One little packet of almonds.
You know what?
Okay.
This is I've got a way to get back on track that involves the show, but it involves it the way it did before. I'm going to be checking in every week. I'll at some point mention how much weight I've lost. And I will do that. And if I did, that helped me a lot. That helped me a lot. I did it once before on the show, and that's what will get me back on track.
Very good.
I will do that. And
I truly am sorry that I brought it up. I didn't. I'm not. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just feel, you know, just loaded with, like, fat. I mean, it's just really, for whatever reason, that was just, I mainlined that food. It's like, bruh. You know, two would have been acceptable, but I mean, the third one, there's no need for me to shove that into my mouth, because really, I was completely full. That's the eating disorder. That's my eating problem that I have.
But, okay, I'm sorry I brought this up.
I'm over it. I'm done talking about it.
Okay.
Fair enough. I'll check
so
in next week. What I will do is next week.
No, you know what? Why don't we just drop this till after the holidays?
Because I think it's important for me to do it before the holidays.
Well, I'm not going to be able to see you every day during the holidays.
Right, but when we come back on the show, I'll let you know. It'll be one sentence. How much have you lost any weight?
We'll start then.
And I guarantee you that I will lose weight from the time. I will check in with my weight next week.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that I will come back lighter from my vacation. I guarantee that.
I would
bet $100. I would bet whatever. I would bet anything that I will come back lighter.
I hope it's motivation. I'll take you up on that.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
And I'll check in next week, and I'll let you know if I'm still at that 30 mark or if I'm like 3 or 4 pounds up from that, or more. And now that motivates me for the weekend. Boom. Taken care of.
Done.
I just took care of myself.
Glad we could help.
Hey. That worked out well. Thank you for that allowing me to do that self-examination.
So you're going
to
have the steamed broccoli tonight?
Yeah. Yep.
And you're just going to have regular rice?
Vegetables.
Try the brown rice, too. That's tastier and more healthy than the white rice.
I'll do the healthy thing. And I'll have a little sashimi.
Oh,
a little raw fish.
Excellent.
There you go. Well,
excellent.
No, hey,
In fact, I might
what that is, Mike? That's for you and Carla after the kids go to bed.
No, I'm saying,
there's no need. I'm glad you're excited about
very
your
excited.
Diet.
Don't
there's no need
them.
To bring the bedroom talk into the
sorry,
radio.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get dirty.
For goodness
but that's it. I will let you know.
We got a break.
Wow.
On a very wacky day. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Take that one out. Hey, Rob, will you keep the music in that machine? Because we have a bittersweet announcement to make.
We do.
Bittersweet, almost like a Butterfinger candy bar. I see you going for the tear ducts, Mike.
Well, they're welling up.
Those tear ducts or milk ducts?
No, those are tear ducts.
I already popped the milk ducts. They are infected. Right.
Because, as a matter of fact, we thought she would be with us for 2 more weeks, but as it turns out, and now, for whatever reason, Beth Ann McBride is really uptight about announcing where she's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we are going to honor that request.
It's a fun, look, I don't know why, whether it's embarrassment, I love the Pottery Barn. I mean, I really, really do.
People
they've got
love
great,
it.
Great furniture. They've got great accessories for the home.
She should be proud, really.
She's going. Well, she's going back to the stations that she was at before she came to work here.
I thought she was going to Bed Bath and Beyond.
No, I believe that's her plan after the show.
I see.
Anyway, I don't know what the secrecy is. All I know is that she was going to stay with the transition for 2 weeks, and that like they need her down there, and then we got people here. So basically. Today's it.
This is her final day as producer of the Don and Mike Show
today,
right. And she will be missed.
So let's bring her in now.
Shall we?
Yeah, shall we? Wheel her in. Bring her in. Come on in here, Beth Ann. Let's get all this.
I mean, emotional occasion.
Get all this gooiness out of the air, out in the open, in the air. She wanted to like bring a camera to work today and junk like that.
I wanted to take your picture.
But Buzz had the best line of all. Here she is.
I'm sure.
And Dad says, can I bring a camera in? And I said, why do you want to bring a camera in? She said, well, I want to take pictures. And Buzz looks right in the eye and says, There's lots of pictures on the website.
Visit us anytime that way.
I know, it's always open.
Yeah, you'll always be able to keep up on what we're doing with the website.
You know I will.
Yeah, I know. I know you will. So, all right. Well,
how are you going to handle this? Are you gonna, are we going to be in your rearview mirror? You're never going to look back? You're going to check in from time to time? You're going to have second thoughts? You're going to call Don up in the middle of the night and say, listen, I don't know what I was thinking?
So many questions.
Yeah. Answer some of them.
Okay. I'll probably keep up for a little while, and then I'll...
How long were you at the job before you took this job? How long were you there?
A year.
Okay.
Oh, boy. But you're going back now to be the boss there, right?
Right.
Prior to that year, how long were you wherever you were?
I was at the airport.
What do you mean?
You worked at the airport?
Mm-hmm. I worked at the airport. I rented cars.
How long did you do that?
6 months.
A nomad.
Anyone seeing a pattern here?
A gypsy, really.
Was it a name brand car rental place, or was it like,
Alamo National.
What was it?
Alamo National.
Alamo. Might as well work for the best.
I love the airport. The airport was like a radio station.
Really?
It had an energy, a vibe. It did. It was exciting. That's why I chose it.
The only thing it's got in common with radio station, it smells like ass.
Yeah.
Carson,
an airport. And I'm just trying to figure out a pattern here. We had you for how long?
A year and 8 months.
So we're the leaders.
Not really. But
really? Where's the longest place you've ever stayed?
Erie, Pennsylvania?
Erie, PA. Why not?
5 years.
Have 5 years there. Wow. Those are the worst 5 years of your life, right?
No, I loved it.
You loved Erie, Pennsylvania.
Sure did.
But you're going back to wherever you came from, which is in the Carolinas.
Yeah, I'm going back to WSJF. 600, 1200 WSJF.
Okay, now you're a wild card.
Yeah. I am.
Yeah, now look at you winking at me.
What? I was officially offered the job about 2:45 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay, good for you, Beth.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Good for you. Good for you, because she was in the office, like, wanted to keep this super, super secret.
Right.
So now you can talk about it. What's your title going to be?
Program director.
Bitch on wheels.
That's
but
right.
You're programming two stations?
Three.
Right. Well,
three.
The third one is the High Point property, and there's kind of a program director, but
I'm sure he's,
I can help.
Is it a he or a she?
It's a he.
Now,
happy to hear that he's kind of a program director.
And now, just to give the background on this, when Beth Ann came in to interview for this job,
right,
like almost 2 years ago, one of the things I asked was, why do you want this job? Why don't you like the job you have now? Mm-hmm. See, I like the job I have now, but I'm never going to get the job because the guy, they keep telling me they're going to give me the job when the guy retires. And the guy's never going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened? The
job they wanted me to have is the morning show. And the guy has been there doing mornings for like 30 years. And now he's in Hendersonville, North Carolina, semi-retired. And he does the show in his pajamas from Hendersonville.
You're going to take care of that, aren't you?
No, I love him. He will stay.
Well,
no, she's going to take care of him, Mike. I mean, she's going to take care of him.
I'm going to say, Glenn, have you changed your pajamas? Are you out of them? I mean, I don't think he's left his house.
So you're moving... You're moving to a station where one of the stations should be running.
Right.
The morning guy is near death and doing the show in his PJs.
Not near death, but in his PJs.
In his PJs. Okay.
And so he has the ISDN lines in his house.
Correct, yeah.
And does it that way.
And that's your morning guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you're the afternoon guy.
Right.
So what is your show going to be about?
I don't know. I've got to develop it. Any ideas? I think I just have to be myself. I mean, really.
Yeah.
The Beth Ann you got to know here on the Don.
Is it going
show,
to be? You like, say it's a news talk station, so it's obviously going to be not hot talk. It's going to be issues talk.
The issues that this intergovernment.
Oh, great! Yeah. Another Republican.
No.
Another right wing.
I don't want to be like.
You're going to be one of those right wing broads.
No.
Are you going to take any on-screen calls?
Always.
Never.
Have to.
Why?
Lots of time to fill. Before the Wall Street Journal report.
Oh, dear.
How mad will you be when we start calling your show?
I actually had a dream that you did.
Really? Well, we will.
We will. I promise you we will.
Do you have a listen line?
I don't know. I won't know that until I get there.
We'll find out.
Thank you.
You bet we will.
Cameron Gray told me I'll have 100 share in the D.C. market. If only he could have that.
That's where the real BA is coming out.
You're not only going to be on the air, but you're going to be like the boss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
You got a nice office?
No.
Got a nice apartment down there?
Yeah, I do.
You do. And how many people will you be able to step on?
I won't really. They won't know I've stepped on.
You going to dig some roots down there?
But how many people
go ahead.
How many people will you be able to step on?
Really?
On your new staff. Come on.
I don't want to step step on anyone. I'll just make them freaking work.
Okay, but how... Okay, you have your way
right
of saying
there, right now, ladies and gentlemen, just stop right there and listen. She's going to make them work. Did you hear? Make them work. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
How many people will you be making work, or as I call stepping on?
Ten.
Are you going to hold everyone to the same work ethic standards that you have?
Damn straight.
Are you going to get involved in other people's business like you do here?
I do that here because I'm used to being in charge.
No, you do that here because you're a bit of a busybody.
I just want to help.
Uh-huh. And now, you're going to expect people to put in the kind of hours that you do?
There's a man that does overnights that is 78 years old.
Wow. You
know, is there a pickle barrel? He'll be the only one
I cut some slack.
Wow.
So your morning guy does the show from bed.
Uh-huh. You really have a dish jockey with 70 years.
I think he starts the show actually in the kitchen. Now does the show from the bed. Why get up, Glenn? Just sit there. Hello.
I wish you the best. I think you are fantastic, Beth Ann. I love you. You're great. I think you're going to call me in 3 months and you're going to say, please, Jesus, what the hell did I do? I'm changing to Penn's undergarments. I'm having to play the Wall Street Journal report. I'm having to back time to CBS top-of-the-hour news.
Tough. I have to, yeah. Bottom and top-of-the-hour.
Well, it's not tough if you're, you know, only if you're playing music. Yeah, but you can kind of just talk.
But you're going to be rapping.
You got to get it right. I challenge you to back time at the bottom of the hour.
And I was back timing
before you even knew about this business.
What that means is if there's news like at 00 and at 30, right, that you talk or play records so that it times out right as the record's over, you're done talking, that the news is right there.
Yeah, a little like stage. Right. You're listening to...
Hey, do you think it'll be anything?
Oh, no. Here comes
something. Do you think it'll be anything like this?
It's a charming record.
Hey, do we still have the tapes of Frida?
Yeah, do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what I imagine Beth Ann's show will sound like. Like Frida's college radio show.
You're going to have a lot of news? Are you going to be working with a news person?
There's a new staff, yes.
Will you have an anchor on your show, or is it just going
to
be you?
Well, they've had like a mishmash of anchors. I would like one person to be the anchor for the show.
Well, now, are you going to be the main focal point or the ringmaster?
Well, you must have given... Look, I know you. You already know exactly what you're going to be doing. What kind of show is it going to be?
I really don't know.
You haven't... Live, eat, and sleep this business.
I'll figure that out, you know, when are you going to go on? My head is still here in this job.
When are you going to go on? When's your first show?
My first day there is December 27th. I'm going to listen to the station for about a week. I haven't heard it in a year and 8 months. And then maybe...
That's what a program director does. You go into town early and you listen.
No, right?
So what you can do then is like...
Hit the ground running.
Yeah, then you call the 78-year-old in and you say, hey, listen, I noticed between 5 and 6 a.m. that, you know, your time cues were not really tight. And
is that farting I heard?
And then you
could just turn the mic off.
And then you go mention the morning guy who's showing PJs from his house.
Well, he could be getting dressed.
Are you serious that your overnight disc jockey is 78 years old?
Overnights?
No.
Now,
right thing. Yeah, it is.
The money that you're getting, because that's what originally you came in and said that this was about,
right,
was money.
Right.
The money you're getting is going to be money that down there is like, how do I put this? The money that you're getting down there goes a lot farther than the money you're getting here?
Yes.
It's Drysdale money down there.
Okay.
I'm making $3,000 less than I do here, but it'll seem like a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, once and for all,
yes.
Confederate money.
Is it money that made you take the job,
yes,
or is it the fact that you either hate us or you wanted to go back and be a DJ and be a program director? Because I still don't buy this whole thing about the money. I don't buy it. That sounds
it
like crap to me
from
day one.
It was the lack of money that forced me to really reevaluate my situation. And as much, and I do love.
But you want to be on the air too, right? You really want to be on the air.
You know, it's
that's your first love.
Well, I think the longer I don't do it, what little bit of talent I have may be wasting away.
And let me just give you a tip here, okay? From my sweet angel. Now, listen, you want to hear how to do a radio show
in Clemson, South Carolina? It's Radio 156.
music from the Fleetwood Mac album, Rumors. It's called Dreams. At 8:27, we'll be with you in 3 minutes with the news.
That's how you do it.
That's how it's done.
It's my sweet wife, of course. I don't play that to make anybody sad. I know Frida wouldn't get mad about that.
No.
But I bet that's what you sound like.
She would appreciate it in the context in which it's being offered.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is Radio 156 in Clemson, South Carolina.
Illustrator.
Here's music from Fleetwood Mac. It's called Rumors.
Good luck to me, honey. My girl. Do you remember how Miss Frida would get the
She didn't like that.
The first time we played those.
And then she calmed down about it, and she was okay about it. Do you have old equipment at the station that you're working in?
No, we have better equipment than you do here.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
See, already, here's... Can I just point out something?
But it's true!
Can I point out something?
You may.
Better equipment than you have here.
Oh, no!
No. Because, you mentally... are already not here.
Right,
You're there.
Touché.
Way to go, Don.
Way
to pick up on that.
You're not here. Better equipment.
Way to illustrate
you
it, too.
Have here.
Not we have here, but you have here.
You're aware.
What's the last day?
Today and yesterday. Today and yesterday, and this is your last day. You're aware of your...
This is my last segment?
Your palpable giddiness?
No, and I didn't...
You can't fake that. You're skating out of here. You're joyous.
I'm not.
You are joyous.
Oh, come on.
And you're not joyous that good things are going to happen to the show, your show?
No. Like, what?
What are you talking about?
Well, we're happy with this big-headed dope being the producer?
Yes.
Come on, Rob.
I don't know whether I think everybody's communicated it to you that we like you.
4 months tops, and he's my best friend.
3 months, he says.
You get the 4 months because you're my best friend.
Three and a half. Split.
Screwed it up once before. He'll screw it up again.
That's the time you realize you made a mistake.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
It'll be then your call.
No, but see, the thing is, you won't be back.
I know that. I've never gone back. This is the first time.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean you've never... You can't say you've never gone back because you are going back.
Right.
You are That's going back
saying.
To the place
the
you
first,
left.
This is the first time.
Right.
Is there, and has anyone asked you this, is there anyone there that you're going back to?
No.
Or is there a chance for an improvement in your love life by going back?
Yeah, you go back to your old stomping grounds.
Not according to CK.
No, I'm talking about men down in that area.
No, I am what I am. I work.
Well, and then I sat and really worked it.
You can't hold people to the standards of hours that you work. You can't do that. You'll have a mutiny on your hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the radio business, which Don will tell you is stocked like a bass pond with some of the laziest people known to mankind.
How you doing, Travis? It's like, hi to my main man, Travis. Travis, another one moving up the food chain with the departure of Beth Ann.
We couldn't be happy.
Hold on.
Here comes Joe.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slight you, Joe.
Down to 4.5 hours a day.
Joe, I didn't mean to slight you, Joe.
We're all in here.
You're very lazy.
We're all in here.
You're very lazy.
Oh, yeah. You're
just giving Beth Ann some. I mean, your hours are, seriously, how many hours a day do you put in here?
10.
How many hours are you going to put in down there? 10?
15.
No, you're not.
Yes,
probably.
I will.
Yes, you are. 12 at least.
12 to 15?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's got to take care of all the old men.
Wow.
She's got the bed sores.
I guess if you got the old men, though, I mean, who's the youngest employee that's on the air?
Is it you?
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
I'm sure that the station has 15 handicapped spots.
They can all walk, Rob.
Wow.
Of their own accord.
Station's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Established.
Yeah.
Well liked, well listened to.
Yeah.
Well, we'll miss you.
I'll miss you guys. Thank
we'll miss you.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do I look any different?
No.
Well, I should, because I am playing Hercules!
Hey!
They want me!
Congrats!
Oh.
Hey, what's going on?
Disney wants me!
What are they doing, a live-action version of Dumbo? Did you throw on 40 pounds, little gray makeup? You're going to be great.
Hey, what are you doing, ass?
This is a warning, my friend. You do not mess with Hercules.
Okay.
I killed my wife, I killed my children, and I shall kill you if you do not temper thy tongue.
What are you, insane, Hank?
I know not this Hank you speak of. As of this day, when you cast your eye upon me, you shall see only one man, and that man is Hercules!
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
I'm going to tell you a story.
I don't think we'll cut you. Here's a compliment. I don't think we will cut your voice out of our best of tapes.
Well, thank you.
But, you know, that means
because there are tributes. You know what kind of tribute that is?
I know. I do.
It's an enormous tribute. Yeah.
It's been done.
I know.
You know, it's been
a lot of work.
You know,
it is a tremendous amount.
Now, as you go off to better things, this is a personal message from me. Okay, because everybody's always talked about the relationship that we've had on this show. I will tell you that I will never, ever be able to get over my enormous feeling of personal betrayal.
Yeah.
Yes. That is why last night I said I'm going to shop at Trader Beth's. Yes.
Betrayal about what?
Personal betrayer. You leaving the show.
Oh, okay.
Told you. Everybody's pissed you quit.
That's okay. Right.
Everybody's pissed.
But, I mean, I guess
quit.
That's a good thing because, you know, I mean, because I liked you. You were a wonderful addition to the show.
Thank
right.
Smart, funny, quirky, perfect. Perfect for this show. Like everybody. Smart, funny, quirky. There's not a person on this show, with the exception of Joe, that because he has quirky.
Joe,
he's quirky.
He's
very quirky,
and he's funny sometimes.
He's very funny.
Well, listen, let's. I mean, I know you're being
sometimes. Okay, okay. Yeah.
And I know I'm not talking about her. Oh. I know you're being nice, but let's not get carried away. Okay.
You don't think she was smart?
Yeah, she's smart. Yes.
You don't think she was funny at times? Maybe not all that funny.
Yeah. But definitely quirky.
Big time. Probably the quirkiest.
Two out of three.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
She's a very smart, fantastic producer. And I'll miss you tremendously.
Like, oh, are you going to cry now?
Oh, my God. You're really crying.
Oh, no.
Well, come here and cry then.
Do it on Mike.
Come here. Be a girl and cry.
Yeah, that's the last time I cried on the air.
Come on. Well, the last time you cried on the air was because you were mad. Now you now,
now
you're
why are you getting emotional?
I was menopausal.
I know.
You're getting very, I will tell everybody you're getting very emotional now, sincerely.
I don't want to cry because I don't cry. You don't cry.
Yes, you do.
No, crying in radio.
That's right. Someone told me that.
I told you that. Don't cry. Don't cry.
No, I'm not crying. And then Martha Stewart told somebody she fired, so.
Somebody what?
Never mind. I watched The Apprentice. You guys never watched it.
No, that's right.
No.
Do you remember that? Hey, we can go back through some of our good times.
All the bad guests.
Do you remember when you really went through that crazy? Well, now it was my fault because I said, dude, we need some guests.
Okay.
And then you would like keep coming with that Apprentice crap every week.
Yep, I remember that.
Because you wanted it every week.
Yeah, but after
then
a while,
I got tired of it.
And you would still come in every day and say, hey, did you watch it? I'm like, no. And then you come in with this stupid rating. So look, people are. I said, I don't care. Nobody watches The Apprentice.
You're right.
Oh, see, and you said we never talked.
I know.
We talked all the time.
See, remember the good times?
They were fun.
We talked
all
the time.
All the good times.
Well, you bitch on wheels, I will miss you.
I'll miss you, too.
I will miss you. You are the best producer we ever had.
Yeah.
No, the best producer, he'll be Rob.
Me too. Whatever.
I love you guys, and I hope that...
Oh, don't get emotional.
Let her.
All right.
I don't know.
What do you hope?
What do you hope for? What do you hope for, Beth Ann?
I hope that...
Oh, dear.
I'll never work with anybody as talented as you guys, as kind to me and as patient. I hope I just took a little bit of... I won't know what I learned till I get there. And I hope I don't fail, because I want to make you proud.
Okay.
And that's...
Okay. Please, look at him when you're crying, okay? Please, don't look at me. I hate that.
Hi. You're really crying.
She is really crying.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you for everything, and I mean...
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Come on now.
Thank you, and good luck to you.
Come on, B.A. Come on.
It was fun.
Yes, of course it was fun. You look back, it'll be the most fun you ever had in your whole radio life.
And when you get down there, it might be fun canning the 78-year-old.
I'll have to do overnight.
Right. You could.
It's not in the budget.
Well, we'll miss you.
I'll miss
yes.
you.
We'll miss
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Good luck to Beth Ann McBride. Let's give her a nice little round of applause. There we go.
Give it up for B.A.
Beth Ann? Beth Ann? Hold on. Really? Would you come over here for a second? Well, I'm not going to yell at you. Just come here for a second.
Go to Don.
Can I log?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, see, there you go. Now, clean out your stuff by 5. Chop, chop. By the end of the show. Everything out by the end of the show.
Move, move.
Want all the original tapes and everything. There you go now.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah. My God. Dead hug.
I hate goodbyes.
That was more emotional than I expected it would be.
Yeah?
Yeah, see?
I don't think she hates us.
We're lovable. Believe it or not. I know for all you people that think we're rotten pigs, we're lovable.
And then I sat and really worked it.
I tried to. Just then.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Hey, she let go first.
Yeah.
I want that on the record. She let go first.
That's right.
I'm not sure it was appropriate to hug her from behind.
I know. Well... You get the best, you know, you get the best angles that way.
That's right.
Well, we are going to.
Did you get your hug yet, Buzz?
I did, just before the show.
Before the show.
Yeah,
back when we weren't on the air.
That's right.
Of course he did.
Of course, Buzz got his hug.
Yeah.
Set the lights.
Draw the shades.
Got his hug.
Captain Missile. Captain Missile got his little his little pre-show hug from Trader Beth.
That's the story of Beth Ann. So yes. We'll miss her.
Yes.
But listen, show goes on, life goes on,
right?
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Life goes on.
Enthusiasms. That the live long day.
Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on.
Team. Part of a team.
Team.
But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
And then I come over and smack Beth Ann's head with a baseball bat.
Right.
All the blood going out. And then Buzz would be the one that would go, oh, God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's right.
Jesus. I'm the one guy. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That would be me.
Okay, so that's the news about Beth Ann. And amazingly, the show will stay on the air.
If you think so.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here. Hello.
Hey, what I'm trying to find out is please tell me you guys have some entertainment set up for BA before send-off.
You mean like a nude?
No, didn't have time. This all pretty much came down rather quickly.
Going to have to hire your own male stripper, sir.
Rob's taking his clothes off right now.
He said entertainment.
That's the way women take their bras off. The way you just did that.
That's what I was doing.
Don Mike Show.
Let me show you my bounty.
Hello, Don Mike.
You.
E. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Wizard of Oz.
What?
Dorothy leaving. And she says goodbye to the Scarecrow and everybody.
The lion and the tin man.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Hello.
Yeah, Don Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that lady called yesterday, you know, said, you know, BA doesn't really contribute much to the show. I think that's bullcrap anyways, but I cannot believe you asses would not provide her with whatever she wanted.
Okay, now let's...
Buy her a friggin' house, man.
Let's get into that.
You've had some of the best bits and shtick with her on your show.
All right, so what you're saying is that Mike and I should just... What?
Boot up, take a pay cut, man.
It's
all just going to be a bunch of guys now on the show. I mean... It's one of the oldest things in radio is to have a chick on the show. Well, I mean, not the oldest, but it's like, you know, one of the best.
You sound passionate.
Son, you're too wrapped up in all things Beth Ann. You're thinking about her daisy. Listen, you don't...
Billy's pretty. I don't have the hots for her. I'm only 25 years old.
No, you're hot.
Let's talk you off the ledge here.
Son, now listen to me, please. I agree with you. Beth Ann is a great producer. However, I say this with no slight towards Beth Ann. Listen, it could be me and Mike and a box full of monkeys, and you'd like the show. And as a matter of fact, that's what it is now without Beth Ann.
Yes.
Me and Mike and a box full of monkeys.
We have a bunch of monkeys all over the station.
I agree. She's wonderful. She's great. And I say this also, and I don't mean anything bad by this. 3 weeks from now, you're going to be saying, Beth who? Okay? Thank
you're
you.
You're probably right.
And it should be pointed out. It should be pointed out this was not really. She may say that. But I know, Don knows, everybody knows, this was not purely a money issue. This was a life issue. She liked her lifestyle where she was. She wants to go back to that lifestyle. And she's going to get opportunities to do things on the radio that she could not do here.
Right.
That is, and we should really point that out. This is not pure money.
No, I never thought it was.
All right, I know that from talking to her. Hello, Donna Mike.
I'm very surprised at her emotional reaction because I thought really there was a small chance that she hated all of us deeply.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
You know, she told me today that she thinks that I'm like French bread.
How so?
I didn't really get the analogy.
Okay, I got it already.
What is it?
Crusty on the outside, soft on the inside.
Maybe that was it.
That's it.
She was almost crying in the office today.
Yeah.
You're just like French bread, you are.
Okay, and you're like, I don't know, chicken dumplings.
Perhaps she finds you hot and fresh.
Hello. Hello.
Maybe.
Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
She's a little like French bread, too. Like a baguette.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
My name is Justin. I listen to KCPS 1150. I'm one of from Burlington. I have to tell a bad fan, I wouldn't miss her.
Listen to these younger men that are calling in to
These young boys
express their love for Beth Ann.
Yeah. They really love Beth Ann.
Well, come on, you get over it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. You know, go find something on the internet, you boys. Go find something there. Go to over40andhot.com.
That's what it's there for.
Remind you of Beth Ann. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
You'll get names and numbers.
Yeah.
Hello.
I was just wondering if you guys are going to change the name from the Donna Mike Show to the Sausage Party Show.
The Sausage Party Show. Now, I understand what you're saying there. We've had sausage parties on this show for a big, big length of time.
I wouldn't mind having a woman on the show. We've had a couple of lady producers. Frida was on the show for a long time, but we had a chick named Sherry on the show about 10 years ago.
Right.
If the right chick comes along, we'll put her on the show, but we're not going to put a chick on the show just to do that goddamn crap.
Right. Right. And I think it should be emphasized just how, you know, Beth Ann was used on the show. She was a producer. There were many, many days you wouldn't hear her on the show. You'd hear her occasionally.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I think all these guys seem to be a little frustrated.
Losing their respect. Sexually
well,
frustrated.
Well, of course, it goes without saying.
And besides, yeah, you're right, Rob.
Yeah.
I still have Colette.
Absolutely.
At the front desk. Let me just turn up the sexometer for a second.
Yeah, there you go.
For all you guys out there.
It'll be timely.
Worried about that.
Good afternoon, WJFK.
Hey, you've moved up the ladder.
Yeah.
You've moved up the ladder.
Congratulations, Colette.
Thank you.
How you doing down there at the front desk? Having a good time?
Yes, I am.
Hold on.
Had a girl.
Mike is going to go down there now. Mike's going to come around the corner, and I believe what he does is he lifts up his shirt, and shows Colette his mitt,
rubs his belly.
There you go. Here he comes. She hands up.
On his way back.
Yeah, thanks.
Oops. Thank you, Colette.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Colette. That's a winner. You should do that at parties.
We got one in a couple of weeks.
He does.
I love doing that.
And your audience loves it as well.
I know.
Colette loves it.
Oh, come on. I was in a good mood.
God damn it. He's trying to bring everything back around, Mike.
And then I sat and really worked it.
All right, now Mike's crying. All right, that's all.
I got a little emotional there when Beth Ann was giving her farewell speech, just because it caught me by surprise.
Sure, same here.
You know, not because I'm emotional.
I'd like a little more of that, frankly.
Hello.
You know, listen. I mean, if those are tears of joy or because you're truly sad to be leaving.
I was caught by surprise. I thought you were much colder than that.
Come in and give us some more of that, then.
Why?
Oh, because, honey.
Fun.
They were genuine tears at that moment. I can't. I'm not like a soap opera actress.
I believe that. I'll bet if you came back in here, we could bring them up again.
No.
I bet we could.
No.
I could
do my Barbara Walters impression.
We could make you cry, and I don't mean that like make you cry, like give you noogies or give you like purple nurples.
I'm great at making women cry.
No, see, not your way, Rob.
No,
I can guarantee success.
Yeah, but you
not
don't do it.
With,
you don't do it with words.
No, they'll be charged. Not your way.
Cuts like a knife.
Get out of here. All right, bye, BA.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Yeah.
God, I just choked. I just choked on my Wawa. It's a strange show today.
Hello there.
I was really in a crash. This is one of those days, and it's not because Beth Ann's leaving. I don't want anybody to read anything wrong.
Oh, yes, it is.
I was in a really crappy mood when I arrived here today, and even with the Dakota Fanning, for some reason, I'm like in this state of euphoria right now.
Good.
Well, that could go away, though.
No,
you ain't doing it,
disgusting.
Hello. Sure is, Mike.
It sure is.
But not as disgusting as this.
Hello?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Tom.
Hey, guess what?
It's your birthday.
Yeah, it is.
Hey! No.
Are you having a birthday party?
Yep, I'm having a birthday party at Hooters.
When was your birthday? Is it officially today?
Yeah, today, man.
I would have sent you a birthday card. I didn't know that.
What's going on? You guys invited to come down to Hooters after work.
Oh, I'd love to, but you know my I've got such a tard night in front of me. I've got a million things I got to do, Tom.
You're the tardest worker I know.
Not as tard as Beth Ann.
Yeah, she works harder than anybody.
Beth Ann makes a lot of our male listeners tard.
She can come down and have the party with me.
What location are you at, Tom?
What?
What location? Where's the Hooters?
Fairfax, right down the street.
Right
man.
Down the street.
Oh, that's great. Tom, how do you spell birthday?
B-A-T-H-D-A-Y.
Beth Day.
How do you Perfect. Spell Beth Ann?
B-A-T-H-A-N-N.
How old are you today,
Beth Ann.
Tom? How old are you today, Tom?
46.
What did you get for your birthday, for your 46th birthday? What did you get? What presents did you get?
I got some money and some birthday cards.
Oh, very nice. Oh, you got some money. Good.
Who'd you get some birthday cards from?
Some people I worked for.
That's very exciting, Tom. Has anybody sung happy birthday to you?
No. Where's Charlie?
He's right here on your birthday.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tom.
Happy birthday to you. You know what I wish you would have tonight, Tom?
What?
Some of that Mike's Tard Lemonade. That stuff is good.
Oh, cool.
And are you going to have any tardy favors?
I'm going to go to the Hooters and have dinner, and they're going to do tricks with me.
You know what's great now that you're, what is it, 46?
46.
You'll never get tardy.
Birthday.
They'll know that you can drink whatever you want and you'll never get tarded.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I'd love to pay. Do you have any credit cards?
I got one.
You got one?
Yep.
Hey, when you're at Hooters, try the tardy platter.
All right.
Okay, happy birthday, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Get some fried clams. Have some tartar sauce.
Hey, when can I come in and be Santa Claus?
Oh, I don't know, Tom. Christmas Eve. Talk to Beth Ann.
Oh.
Okay. Tardy on.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Do you have Master Tard?
Yep.
Okay, will you take us to break, please?
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Patchell, congratulations. We have five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Hello, dear friends. It's your old buddy, Rob Spiewak. And yes, sadly, the technical issues persist, so we're bringing you the best of Don and Mike. But don't worry, we're going to lick them. I'm only kidding, folks. The technical issues are being resolved even as we speak. So until then, we bring you the best of Don and Mike.
I don't want to yell at Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to yell at her. But God damn it, woman. She comes in during the break, and she's all excited. She said, oh, somebody did some Photoshopping. And I said, Photoshop what? She said, your picture on the website, in the wet spot.
A legend.
She said, somebody took out the wet spot. And I said, oh. Okay, she said, and also there's another picture where you can see your bald spot, and they photoshopped that out too. I said, and? She said, well, I put it on the website. I said,
so you've been airbrushed?
What are you doing? Yeah. I mean, since when have I ever asked to have my bald spot, much less an alleged wet spot?
Well, and whether it's alleged or not, I you know what I call that for the listeners? A treat. Why mess with that?
That's for goodness sakes. What are you doing? You're killing me here. Man, I don't want to yell at you.
You want to yell at me.
Hi, Beth Ann.
I want to, but I'm not.
So instead, you'll say you don't want to yell at me.
I don't want to yell at you, but don't.
You know, I shouldn't have. Now I can't find the old ones. But I'll find them.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
I know. I didn't think it was that big of a
deal.
Hold
on. No. It makes me appear to be very vain.
No,
if someone,
it wasn't you at all. It was me.
No, if somebody goes to the website to see the picture of the alleged wet spot on my pants.
And I didn't call it a wet spot.
If they doctor it or take the picture out, isn't that an admission of guilt?
Yes. And since when do we hide the fact that I have a gigantic bald spot? Since when do we hide that?
You talk about it. You talked about it when you first had the ball.
It's got a life of its own. God damn it, Beth Ann.
Couldn't you just yell at me?
No.
Because I don't think I can find the old ones.
Well, I will not. Then take them all off the webpage. Don't put any of that Photoshop doctored crap up on there.
You can't even tell. But I'll take them. Do you want me to take them all off or just those two? Son of a gun.
Take them all off.
Okay, take them all off?
Yes. I mean, all the ones of me.
You're in all the good shots.
Take all of the ones that did some listener do this?
Maybe.
Okay, here's another thing. Okay, I get it. I'm vain. Okay, I get it. Why are we taking stuff for our website from our stinky listeners?
Because they're not all stinky, and some of them are very talented in Photoshop.
You know, the same people that are like putting people's heads on other people's bodies.
That's right.
Yeah, and no.
Who's the picture of the guy with the big thing? Whose head was on that?
Jeff Probst, and then Jeff Probst later, right. Mine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah, but I mean, see, now that's done in the spirit of comedy.
Right.
She's coming in here and saying to me, "Oh, listen, somebody really fixed you up so you don't have a wet spot."
I didn't say it like that. I just shouldn't have said anything. So I'll take them all off.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm glad I didn't have to yell at you. I don't even care. You hung up. Don't even care. Key Rice.
Happy holidays.
You understand? Yeah. I mean,
No, it's
all
about... You didn't ask for that.
It's all about perception.
And perception on the air would be if those things were doctored, then we'd get the obligatory phone call from the asshat tomorrow that would say, "Hey, I understand you had to modify your picture a little bit."
And listen, I'm all for having contact with our listeners, but there is no way that our listeners should be emailing stuff in and she goes and puts it up on the website. There's got to be like a moat around the website,
right,
where some listener can't...
The website is the nest egg.
Okay, Mike, beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And the nest egg grows and no one's allowed to touch the nest egg.
I'm sure she's never even seen the movie.
Yeah, Lost in America with Albert Brooks.
I'm sure she's never seen it.
Or she, now she's calling. Maybe she has.
The desert in his heart. Yes, I've seen it, okay?
Oh, wow, she's seen it. Wait, well, she showed us there.
Now I got to take all those. I mean, I feel bad. That's a good link. It's their fresh pictures. It's from Robert's Thanksgiving card.
I don't care. I don't care. You've embarrassed me now.
I didn't mean
Jesus
to.
Jesus Christ, you've embarrassed me.
Okay.
And I've got an Elvis guy on the phone.
I know. I can't wait for Easy.
The next producer is pointing towards a segment that we're going to do on the show.
This producer's hanging up.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we have two technically now.
That's great.
Two's better than one.
That's why the show's been so good.
Oh, look. Hey, look up at the sky.
All right.
It's a staggering helicopter.
That was my diva moment. I do not mind sharing my warts and my pimples with you. If it's a wet spot, it's a bald spot. I say let you see it.
Keeping it real. Well, in order to give you a little camaraderie, all of us today are going to, put wet spots where our stuff is,
mm-hmm.
and show those on the website.
And I really don't know if it
and
was
it's not going to be fake either. We're going to do it the real way.
I don't know if it was a real wet spot or not to begin with, Mike.
Shadow, wet spot, coffee cup. Who cares, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Stuff 3D.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. Listen, I'm sure slow and run down. I could use a caffeine boost. Man, hey, the helicopter's landed. Here we are.
Hello. This is Elvis Aaron Presley.
And I'm Elvis Aaron Presley. If only they'd let me know when this helicopter came down to rest on this earth.
I'll tell you what I am right now. I'm dehydrated. I've been fighting with Beth Ann McBride. I feel that... There we go.
How great thou art.
I feel that... I need something for energy. I do not want to have my normal snack of 24 scoops of ice cream.
Well, do we have a man for you? Who's got a new beverage that I'm sure you'll enjoy.
I would love some Elvis coffee. Is this John Carroll?
Hello.
Hello, John.
John Carroll from Ugly Mug Coffee.
Hello, John.
Hi, Elvis.
Hey, ma'am.
Welcome to the show, man.
We're pretty excited about these wonderful coffees that you have. These are special coffees, aren't they?
Special just for you. Even put your pictures on them.
Man, look at this. It's Santa Baby Coffee.
Elvis Coffee.
Picture of me, man.
Tell me something. Elvis, the memory of Elvis has been just absolutely a run through the most destructive piece of equipment that a man, like, almost like at a junkyard.
Yeah,
it seems to me that there is no piece of crap, no pun intended now, that has not been put out with Elvis's name on it yet. How is it that you somehow made it through the junkyard and came up with a great idea for Elvis Coffee?
Actually,
every other product.
Being a Memphis company, Ugly Mug Coffee, we were working on some T-shirts with Ugly Mug and Elvis combined, and that my wife actually had an idea of, and Justin Williams, our graphic designer, was designing. And
with all of the crap out there, with all the keychains and the notepads,
well,
Jack,
you know, being a coffee company, we're coming out a T-shirt. We called APE, asked if they approved the T-shirt, and they did, and then they tasted some of our coffee and said it was amazing,
John,
and wanted to...
if only I could have enjoyed coffee.
John, if I may, let me ask you some questions about the King of Rock and Roll.
All right, brother.
Was he a big coffee drinker? Did he like the Java?
He did like the Java, and he liked it black.
Do you have decaf Demerol?
We do offer a decaf coffee. It's called Silent Night.
Do you have a coffee that tastes like Phenomint gum?
I don't have any that tastes like mint gum.
How about Tipperillo coffee? You know those cigars I like to smoke so bad.
Christmas is my favorite holiday.
You know, I used to shut down a department store. Sil and I go walking in and we buy everything for everybody. And they'd close the whole store down just for us. Just like they did with movie theaters, Jack.
I love this coffee.
Well, you know, my parents own a movie theater.
Your parents own a movie theater.
Isn't that wonderful?
All right, nice to see you're spending daddy's money.
But yeah, man, we got some incredible coffee. Are y'all ready? Have you had a chance to try some, Elvis or Elvis?
No, John, tell us about your magic beans.
Well, hey, man, it's all fair trade and organic.
Let me just say, on behalf of the estate. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, I'm talking to somebody else right now. On behalf of Elvis Presley.
I newborn king to see.
To make this out of all natural, all natural reeds, that is an insult to Elvis's colon. That's an insult to Elvis's intestines.
Johnny, baby, what you got against chemicals, man?
Silver bells.
No good for the colon.
Silver bells. Yeah.
It's Christmas time in the city. Understand you got four limited edition Christmas blends.
Four kinds. Easy, smooth, and bold, kind of like you two.
Have a jolly Christmas.
Tell me something. Is Elvis the only dead celebrity that could actually come out with his own line of coffees and make it successful? I don't see anybody out there marketing Jimi Hendrix coffee, do you? I don't see John Lennon coffee.
How about some Mama Cass coffee? That'd be thick, Jack. Here's our favorite Elvis song. Would you like to hear it, John?
Here we go, John.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Hey, and speaking of Elvis coffee, have you heard about the Elvis Cup?
We do have an Elvis Cup.
But have you heard the song, The Elvis Cup?
It's about the cup that Elvis drank from, gave to a little boy, and then another Elvis impersonator wrote a song about it. You want to hear that one, Jack?
I'd love to hear it.
All right, good. But you do not have a choice in the matter.
Here it is,
beautiful.
8 years ago, Elvis did a concert, you know.
If only I would have known.
In the Coliseum.
How many of these crappy impersonators would be singing?
Just before the concert will start.
This is a good tie-in to Elvis Coffee.
Best beans, freshly roasted to brew the best cup of coffee, Jack.
Do you have a vomit flavor? You know, Elvis choked on his own vomit.
How about peanut butter and banana flavored coffee?
And look out for peanut butter and banana hot.
Now here comes the hook right here. Listen very carefully now, John. Listen.
Come see my cup.
Come see the Elvis cup.
How do you like that song, John? It's quite a suck fest, isn't it?
It brought a tear to my eye.
Yeah, it sure does. I tell you, man, if you were here, I'd give you the keys to a Cadillac.
Tell me something. How much
I appreciate
How much
sure we'd go walk through your house at Grateful.
How much do you pay to the estate of EAP for the opportunity to make the story?
Good question, man.
You have to pay a lot?
I sure hope so.
Hey, man, you guys can handle all that.
Would you please attempt to answer the question, even though we're being buffoons? Did you have to pay a large amount of licensing money to Graceland to be able to make Elvis coffee?
Well, your face does cost a penny or two, but...
I bet it does.
A large amount. And
thank you.
John, I'm going to take a brief nap. When I wake up, please feed me a meatloaf and some coffee with sauce. Why do you call your company Ugly Mug Coffee, man?
Well, man, we had a little coffee shop over here at a corner of Highland and Poplar. You might
City Sidewalks.
And we had a bunch of mugs on the wall. Somebody said you're going to be known for your ugly mug.
Christmas time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. If only I would have known someday they would have Elvis coffee, perhaps I would not have choked on my own vomit.
It's pretty amazing, Jack.
The shag carpeting.
Wonderful products with my picture on them. Very, very
ginger.
Exciting. Yes.
Ginger came in. Do you have a ginger flavor of coffee?
Because she tastes great.
When I drink your Santa Baby coffee, energy surges through my body.
You know what the word is you put on the outside of the coffee there, John, and we approve. Smooth, Jack. It's smooth, man.
Tell me something. As you know, I am somewhat of a karate expert.
Presley, 8.
If I was to have a cup of your coffee, not of the decaffeinated variety, would I be too hepped up to go out with my karate? And also, how does your coffee affect uppers, black beauties? Speed.
Man, it's got a
crystal meth.
Means that probably help you win any fight you were probably in.
Hey, man, when you make your coffee, you got to use those paper filters, or can you run it through bed sheets?
I'd say paper filters probably gonna get you the best result.
Silent night, holy night.
Kara.
All has come.
Kara.
Kara
means to open.
Right.
Tay. Man's hand.
That is karate.
Open hand.
Right. Karate, open hand.
Kara means open. Te, man's hand.
Glory, hallelujah.
Open hand.
Man, I could use a cup of Joe, man.
How great thou art.
How much a pound of your coffee, Jack?
Hey, buddy, we're selling you in half pounds, so you can get the all collector set on the line for $27. To get
how many different coffees are there? How many different Elvis coffees?
Your magical beans.
We got four different ones right now for the holidays.
What are they called? What are the names?
Come January.
What are the names of the coffees?
The names of the coffees. Santa Baby.
Santa Baby.
Love Me Tender.
Love Me Tender.
Do you have anything that goes along with my favorite Elvis, the purple bloated Elvis, towards the very end? Would you have a holiday favorite?
Do you have Artie Lonesome Tonight coffee?
Not yet.
Yeah,
but we've got some Blue Christmas and we got Silent Night for decaf.
How much a half pound cost?
Half pound $7.50, but
plus
you get
tax.
The gift pack together for $27 or two gift packs for $49. One to drink, one to collect.
A hair in every cup, man.
I tell you what, man, I had some of that coffee. And what I did was I took the spoon and I dug a hole in my hand.
You ought to get something good for that, Jack.
As big as a quarter. And I went to the dock and I had the shakes.
Yep.
It's because I've had some Elvis coffee. And look at the hole in my hand. I got deodorant pills. Marty Lacker said I would take them so I would not have to bathe.
Do you have any yogurt-flavored coffee?
No yogurt yet.
I ate those little yogurts. About 40 of them, man. They say they'll help you lose weight.
I had two gallons of Elvis coffee before I played racquetball last night.
We're going to throw some flavors at you. Write these down, John, okay? These are for your new coffees for Elvis.
Right, I've got a pen.
All right, mashed potatoes mixed with peas coffee and bacon.
Okay, and bacon.
And bacon. Fool's loaf coffee.
That would be peanut butter and bacon.
Peanut butter and bacon. Is that a third flavor?
And also, I like to call the Haynes special.
Oh, those are the best, man.
Fruit of the Loom special, if you get what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
For those who like a very, very strong, dark coffee.
How about something fruity? My body craves sweet popsicle coffee. How about brown and served biscuits coffee? Rolls, rather, not biscuits, Jack. Nana pudding coffee?
Nana Puddin, we got that one already down.
There's nothing that Elvis... Can you tell me, did Elvis even really like coffee, the real Elvis Presley? Did he ever enjoy coffee?
They say he was a huge coffee drinker.
How about a big cup of nutty, chunky coffee? Sideburn coffee.
Gladys coffee.
Pelvis coffee.
Coffee that tastes like my mama.
All
Gladys.
Ugly mug coffee. Cotton panty coffee. We're excited about these coffees.
Yeah. When you sell these coffees, do you have a two-way mirror so that you can look at young ladies coming in and sampling their coffee?
How about something dedicated to my chimpanzee, scatter coffee?
Or how about something for my turkey, bow tie?
Bow tie coffee. Uh-huh. My boy, my boy.
I would like some hot stains with cream.
Mmm. Glory, glory, hallelujah. You ain't got anything more to say about your coffee, John?
Hey, man, go online, order it, try it for yourself, give it as a gift.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
It seems to me that you are not graced with the gift of gab.
How about some dedication to my daddy? Vernon Coffee. Vernon Presley Coffee.
Vernon Coffee sounds incredible.
How about Priscilla, some Botox coffee?
Botox coffee for those lips of hers.
At least,
I'd fill my pool with coffee, but my donkey's there. My donkey's in my pool, Jack.
And, of course,
cough syrup coffee.
Narcotic cough syrup. I enjoy my coffee out of a big champagne flute.
Oh, there's nothing like it,
with
Jack.
With a nice 13-year-old girl who I've just had one of my associates pick out of the audience. She comes up wearing her white cotton underpants.
Yes, Jack.
And then we drink your coffee. And then she passes out and nearly dies.
I bet she'd wake up with a few cups of coffee.
Her mother does not press charges because I am EAP.
Mmm. How about cut loose coffee?
Oh, my Peter.
Hey.
You would not sell to Robert Goulet, would you?
I don't think so.
18 ounces of coffee, Jack. And I ran... What? What? You know, I never do good when Rob writes jokes. Yeah, Mike, you're much better at this than I. 18 ounces of coffee, and I can throw a pool cue a mile.
What the hell?
We're finding out your jokes. It appears that Rob is on my bad side today, and I do not know why.
Gold LeMay coffee. How you doing, Johnny?
How about any dream?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm just writing down all these ideas like you told me.
Fantastic. How about cherry pie coffee?
How about Dr. Nick? How about a Dr. Nick Ben?
Colonel Tom
blend.
Parker coffee, maybe with a little sort of Scandinavian flavor.
How about dead baby Java? Look at all the babies we killed.
Yeah. That's another one of my favorite sayings.
That is what Elvis would refer to as what comes out of a man when he is happy. He would say, look at all the babies we've killed.
Boy, I'd do a lot of that if he drank that coffee. Which do you prefer, John, decaf or regular?
Man, I'm a regular guy.
Yeah, me too, man. John, nothing like that caffeine to keep you up.
John, it sounds to me like you have not had a cup of your own coffee.
Hot dog roll coffee. Hot dog roll coffee.
John.
Yes, sir.
You are an incredible bore. I do not know how to tell you this. Normally these segments move on.
I know how I can liven them up.
A bit more.
Hey, John, plug your website.
Hey, man, it's www.elviscoffee.com.
Listen.
And then you can check out uglymugcoffee.com.
Listen to him.
Now
he does not
crazy.
Even care about Elvis. He's just speaking now.
Why don't you play along with us, John, and do an Elvis impersonation. Can you talk like Elvis?
Come on, man.
Oh, yeah,
very good. I wish I had a golf cart powered by coffee.
At the time of Elvis' death, how much did his colon weigh?
Actually, probably about 60 pounds.
Very, very close.
Good guess.
Give him a round of applause. He overshot the runway, but he wasn't underneath.
The answer, of course, 40 pounds.
Oh, look at that. Big clock on the wall says it's time for the helicopter to pick us up, Jack.
And it's our helicopter with a reinforced floor coming to pick us up now.
Don't forget to buy your Elvis coffee, man.
May I ask you one final question, sir?
Yes, sir.
If there was a picture of you on a website and it appeared that you had had a wet spot by your pants, or maybe you had an active bladder, and someone very close to you went on a website and photoshopped that, would you want to take it out on her? Would you be angry at her? At Beth Ann McBride?
John, do you have any idea what this man is talking about?
Do you like gold corduroys?
I have no clue. What
Let's say there was a picture of you on a website where you're standing there and it appears that you've had an accident in your pants.
Yes. Elvis, you're talking about another guy.
And
you're talking about somebody else. You're not talking about yourself.
Michael Sors.
Bless you. We must go back to our stained mattresses.
You would not be mad. You would not be mad if they photoshopped out your bald spot that you are not even afraid of anyone knowing exists. Hello?
Not afraid.
Not a problem.
Tell me something. At Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, would you go there and have sex with a woman before a Buccaneers game?
If it was my wife.
If it was his wife.
What if your wife said it's okay for you to go to a gentleman's club?
I probably wouldn't go.
Covering everything on the show during this segment of E to E.
Hey. Because you are lame, but we will still promote your coffee.
Thank you so much, John. We appreciate you joining us on the show.
All right, guys.
Goodbye now.
Bye.
Bye.
I thought that went well.
Up. This goddamn helicopter will not go. One of us has gained a few pounds.
And I got it. Can't get the little skis off the platform. Come on, Jack.
Up.
It's Betty by time.
Not down, up.
Somebody wake me up in the morning and feed me a cherry pie.
Up. Up. There we go. We'll see you later.
So long, little elves. We're going to our Christmas North Pole. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Oh, my Peter.
Oh, dear, we've crashed. Still feel great.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hard to keep a good Elvis down.
What a day it's been. I'm on fire, man. Who's that guy singing?
Our copter is burning, man.
Jeez, man. Oh, man, my jumpsuit's burning in my body. I'm listening to this crappy music. Who left the tape player on?
I believe this is George Eads.
Oh, this pencil-thin mustache, Jack.
Okay, well, that would be the...
That's Elvis to Elvis.
Yes, it
Elvis
is.
To Elvis today.
And better than it's ever been, in my opinion.
That's why people
I don't care what people say. Uh-huh. Whether they love it or hate it. I think it stands up like a good, stiff cup of Joe.
Okay, now let's see how good she is.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay, now, yep. Photoshop that out of the show.
You're not vain about that.
The whole thing. I mean, that whole segment.
Okay.
Just Photoshop that out, and then I'm not mad.
Okay. I can do that.
Like it never existed.
Okay.
What I am doing, Beth Ann, is recognizing the fact that perhaps that was not our finest moment of radio broadcasting. This would be a good point for you to say... Oh, but it was terrifically funny.
I enjoyed it.
She ain't going to do that.
No, she,
yeah.
No, she
don't
won't.
Ever count on that kind of help.
You know why? Because the bitch has got one foot out the door.
Already gone.
That's why. I want to tell you something.
Say, I thought it was outstanding.
I liked it.
Let me
My
ask,
favorite part is when Mike goes, oh.
Let me ask someone who's unbiased.
All right.
Like Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Or Buzz.
Yes?
What did you think of that segment?
I liked everything except the pool cue joke.
How about you, Buzz? What do you think, man?
I liked everything except your guest, John.
He's like he was drinking the...
Yeah.
Well, let's cleanse the palate, everybody. Yeah.
It's the marshmallow world in the winter.
Regis Philbin.
When the snow comes to cover the ground.
Donald Trump.
Enough.
Thank you, B.A. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, there she is. Okay, all right, goodbye.
She is still here.
Bye.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you give us just one moment, all we got to do is push the show down the hill, and maybe the engine will catch, and we'll
Regis to sing for you.
We'll pick it up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Let's see. If I could get Amy on the phone. Now, she doesn't know I'm going to call her.
Okay.
She's not as cool with being on the air as, for instance, Bart is.
Right.
But it's about the bed.
Mm.
Or maybe she's discussing the bed right now.
The bed has become quite the quest for you. It seems that you're thinking about it a lot.
Well, Here's what I'm truly thinking is that it's so freaking weird to me that people will buy crap on eBay, and I don't mean just generally buy crap on eBay, but as I've discovered now, as I've seen through Rob and through Buzz, people will buy crap on eBay that, for whatever reason, has something to do with us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I've seen people spend a lot of money for crap. And
well,
and
look at Xboxes.
Yes,
I mean they're like $1,000-$2,000 for Xbox 360.
But Mike, worth every cent of it though. I mean that's the one area where the eBay. Thank God for eBay.
Yeah. But you wouldn't spend that.
No, I didn't have to. I had a kid who camped out at Walmart all night.
He was real smart. He got a good one at the regular retail price.
Bought himself a tent, stayed out all night to get the Xbox 360. No, you're
but
right.
But I'm sure on Christmas morning there will be spoiled children all over that will receive $1,000, maybe even in some cases $2,000 Xboxes. eBay is the land of crazy prices.
Right. Anyway, I think it's, as I mentioned, I ordered a mattress for my daughter for Christmas that showed up early. So now she's got the old mattress and box spring. She's thinking about giving them to her sister, but I said to her, you might want to just think. And I would really like to get her on the air so she would know that there would be some legitimate interest in this. And I find it highly amusing, the thought of giving away her bed. And I even said to her, it's the bed where, I said, I don't even care if it's true or not. We'll just say that's where all the grandchildren were conceived.
That's it. And that's the angle you have to go. You have to use your celebrity status.
That's right.
Where the bed where Don Geronimo's grandchildren were conceived.
Who wouldn't want that?
The magic bed, the famous bed, the royal bed.
And see, then I can give her a little something for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let her get some money.
Right, a little cash.
Right.
The gift of entrepreneurship.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, hi. Listen, you're on the air. Are you okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Now, I brought up the bed.
Okay.
I brought it up.
Everybody's behind this idea here.
You're under no pressure.
Okay.
Like I told you, it's your decision. It could be some big money for you in the holidays. The main question, will you listen to those adorable kids?
Yeah. There they are.
In the background.
Yeah.
That was on cue. I like that.
Sweetie, the main question that Amy had for me, she said, will anybody really want to buy the bed? And her words were, would anybody want to buy my bed, meaning her bed?
There's only one way to find out.
Well, Mike, I mean, you give her your answer after we talked about it on the air yesterday. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, I know that you will sell it. I don't know what the final number would be, but I think I've got an idea of the minimum. And the minimum would be over $500.
That's crazy. And if anybody would get my bed, I bet if they're trying to get pregnant, they would, because we seem to have really good luck with that.
Oh, now she's selling. That's God love her. She's selling.
See what I told you? Holy cats.
That's a good thing.
Holy cats.
And just sit by my husband. You got a good chance. So you're good.
You just sit next to him and you can get pregnant, huh?
Right?
Yeah. All right. So hold on. Sweetie, hold on. I see. Now, this is very dangerous. I hate mingling the callers with Amy.
Family.
Because, she's not as ready to be on the air as Bart has been. But
right.
Here's a guy named Chuck, Amy, who's on the phone about your mattress. Hello, Chuck.
Yes, how are you doing, Dynamite?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just want to know if Dakota Fanning or one of Mike's daughters has been on the air.
Hey. That's why we can't take those tired calls.
Sorry about that.
There's a market,
That's what I like to call the end result.
When Rob writes the ad.
Happy now, Buzz?
No, I'm not happy at all.
Very
I'm
good.
Disturbed.
When Rob writes the ad, is it okay if he writes that all the grandchildren were conceived on that bed?
Does he want the ad to be true? That would be fine.
That would be fine.
Good.
Okay, so are you going to think about it and talk with your sister?
I will think about it, yes. I will definitely talk to my sister and see where she's sitting with that.
Okay. Okay. See, Amy's first thought was to give the bed to her sister.
Oh, all right.
And I said, well, sure, you could do that, or you could even, what, Robbie?
Well, she should tell her sister that it's very easy to set up an eBay account and bid on the mattress. One major credit card is all you need.
And how cold is it in Minneapolis today, honey?
Oh, I think we're sitting at, 11.
Ooh, 11 degrees. You got a lot of snow on the ground up there?
Oh, there's, 4 inches that's been hanging out.
And that's
there.
Nothing to you guys, right?
That's
4 inches.
Well, no. To some people, they can't deal with it, but no, it's not.
Okay.
All right, very well. I just wanted to give you a very quick impromptu call that we are... Oh, and listen to that, those adorable kids. We are, I bet you can't wait to get them outside, can you?
No.
Because
they're getting squirrely.
It's so cold, they got to stay in, like, all the freaking time. Okay, well, you think about the bed. We'll talk about it later. All right, I'll talk to
you later.
Sounds
good. Okay,
bye. Bye, sweetie. Bye-bye.
It sounds like we're making progress on the bed front.
Yeah,
sure. I didn't know that the sister was involved. So, you know, is the bed a fine quality bed? It's just a matter of personal preference, right? I'm helping you sell here. It's a matter of personal preference. It's not that the bed is in any way defective. She wanted a new one so that she could sleep more comfortably.
She wanted a harder, firmer mattress.
Right. This is almost like a ye olde feather bed quality to it. Almost
right.
Like some of those soft mattresses you would get on the finer bed and breakfasts around this country.
Smells of love.
Absolutely.
Let me just say that. It smells of love.
And the mattress has been completely sanitized.
And hold on.
For your protection.
I guarantee any of that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I would like to assure you that I would bid a substantial amount if she came with the bed.
She came
with the bed. Is that possible?
Yeah, right. That's my daughter, sir.
She's a married woman, sir.
Oh.
Okay, thank you. You're not taking this in the fashion that...
You know, between the Dakota Fanning call and that call, Don, we have both been subjected to the same type of call in the last 10 minutes.
You know, I cannot believe that you're taking a beautiful thought, such as selling my daughter's used mattress on eBay, and turning it into some kind of disgusting, dirty radio shenanigan.
Stay away, bottom feeder.
Well, we'll find out from Amy and we'll see what's happening there. Oh, hold on a second. We got the tapes right here.
Yeah.
So last night, it's Stern and O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm. It was billed, at least by O'Reilly, as wait till you hear what I do to him. It was that, really, that was kind of the attitude.
Now, I'll give Howard credit that for his move to satellite radio, he is just the horriest of horrors.
Yeah. He's getting the perfect kind of publicity for this move, and you got to tip your hat to him for that.
And he's on every goddamn channel, but he doesn't say anything on any of the channels, except on 60 Minutes, where, and I know we talked about it, but it still is funny to me that when they drive out to, as Stern described the projects, the ghetto where he grew up.
Right.
They drove past this house that looked to me to be...
It looked like a middle-class neighborhood.
Yeah. And I had... Didn't you have in your mind pictured...
And imagine what it was 30 years ago.
Like Cabrini Greens in Chicago or something?
Yeah,
buzz.
30 yeah. years ago, it was probably a lot nicer. The only thing I noticed about the house, it was kind of an old-style house that looked like it had been there for a very long time. And it still was kind of a neighborhood with trees, and it was
not a shack.
Fun.
Yeah.
I always envisioned good times.
The row houses?
What, Howard's house? Yeah, like, you know, that sort of area of Chicago. Just
oh, that's what you thought
right.
it would look like.
Right, and that's why I'm
yeah, like you live in a project.
That's
yeah.
Cabrini Greens,
oh, okay.
Right. Okay, so my point is that everything that Stern's gotten now out of doing the promos for his move to the satellite thing,
mm-hmm.
it's just all kiss ass. It's all, oh, Howard's a great guy, and no one asked him any hard questions, and he doesn't want anybody to ask him any hard questions. He just wants to sell his goddamn product. So you get a guy like O'Reilly. And you get a guy like Howard Stern, and you think you're going to turn it on, and it's going to be, whoa, like the Thrilla in Manila.
Right.
You know, down goes Frasier.
Right.
Could not be further from the truth.
Remain?
First, a little boisterous beginning from Billy O'Reilly. Tough guy, Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
Tough guy. Tonight, with Howard Stern, tonight, I'll be here. It's me.
Have you ever watched the program?
I did not watch it until last night for the first time.
I couldn't believe... How it's set up for morons. Did you see his opening talking
point?
How
about the talking point, yes.
When it opens up and it's a split screen and it's him on the left and he talks, talking points.
And on the,
and the
right,
it's a summary of what he's saying.
Except
but
it's dumbed down.
Right.
Like if he is saying, Bush says that things are going okay in Iraq, it will just say, winning war.
And the thing
right.
that troubled me is it was close to what he was saying,
uh-huh.
but it wasn't. And it was driving me crazy.
Well, what
I'm
he's doing is what
forth.
The president does also. Everywhere the president does a policy speech, you'll see in back of him, they've got the simple, dumbed-down slogan that that centers around his speech. So he's doing the same thing.
It's really an oppressive...
People love the audiovisual aid.
It's yes. an oppressive program.
Here we go.
The O'Reilly Factor is on tonight. Howard Stern unleashes himself on the Factor audience. Hide the children and everybody else. Caution, you are about to enter, and so is Howard.
Jackass.
Spin Zone. America begins right now.
This is what a useless twiddle twat.
Caution. Caution, you're about to enter.
And I understand he opens every show that way. That's mm-hmm. clever,
yes.
isn't
yes.
it?
Caution.
The format.
All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for the show? Are you ready? Well,
lay it on me.
A bell. Bill. I don't know which I... You know, you're better at the Bill than I am.
Well, that's fine. You're in the zone now, Howard. And let's
Bill,
go. Yes.
Bill, I said lots of stuff about you on the radio, but now I just want to promote my appearance.
Me, I.
My house. Well, I grew up in the ghetto.
Howard, I know you've been on a lot of shows. This will be the best appearance you've done of all time.
Really, Bill, I think you're a great guy.
Right back at you, Howard.
The number one show that dominates cable news, The O'Reilly Factor.
That's like saying the number one show that dominates the AM dial. Trust me.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's kind of how they promote this show. Jesus Christ. What does that mean?
Next, stay with us. And Bill O'Reilly in a personal story segment tonight, a rare interview with Howard Stern. Monetarily speaking, he is the most successful entertainer in the USA. After signing a huge contract with a
Okay. It's not jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Howard's very successful.
Yes, no question.
I would think that there are other people in the entertainment industry who are worth more than Howard Stern.
Howard came out himself on one of the interviews I saw, because he's been all over the radio and television. He's saying that the numbers that they're talking about with this deal are not necessarily accurate. He's getting a lot of money, but it's not necessarily the $500 million deal that you're hearing about.
But still.
It's still an amazing amount of money.
But still, wouldn't you think that even with that, wouldn't you think a guy like, well, let me throw
out
the
name. I would say Oprah.
Steve Spielberg mm-hmm. probably on a good year makes more than that.
Don't you think Oprah pulls it in a little bit more?
Yeah.
What about Jay Leno? Yeah. Encryption radio service. Over the next three nights, we will give you a no-spin look at Mr. Stern. Tonight, we'll concentrate on the business side of his empire.
It's all bullcrap.
His act. And Friday, the toll success has taken on him. Here we go.
Terrible toll.
Right, Stern, you can't be serious, can you?
Look at you.
$500 million. That's what I have here. I don't believe it, but $500 million. This serious operation is going to pay you in five years. Is that
right? Well, first of all, I'm worth every penny.
But is that right? Is it $500 million?
It's not exactly right.
But it's close.
I don't talk about my salary.
I understand.
Because if I try to hire a plumber, I can't get one to come to my house because they think I'm walking around with $500 million.
But this is in the ballpark. $500 million.
It's not in the ballpark. I'm not making $500 million, but I'm making a lot of money.
Okay. Let's just bring the penises out, shall we?
I think we
already have.
It's off to a good beginning.
Here we both are, the two guys from Long Island, back and forth, New York, New York, New York, New York.
We're going to battle it out right now. Now, Bill, I make a lot of money.
Who does that sound like?
I make a lot of money.
Hi, Larry.
There's something that just drove me crazy when I was putting this on the CD.
Yeah.
It opens up. O'Reilly says, Stern. And Stern replies with, look at you. And it's just like, that's so fake. And that's
okay,
just,
yeah. But it's you and your operation. You're paying your corporation.
Right.
You're paying your corporation between 80 and $100 million a year.
Listen to you. You are so jealous. That's why you sell all those tchotchkes every night at the end of
the
show.
You want to get that out of the way up top?
You want to do the tchotchkes later or you want to do it now?
Let's do it later.
All right.
You got a good
answer. You do it for charity. So
you already know that. Your informers tipped you off.
Jesus
but
Christ.
I got a couple of...
You know what this is like? This is like a mutual J.O. I mean,
sure
this is not confrontational.
No, right.
These are two businessmen who have figured out that one hand is going to wash the other. You know, really, literally.
Yeah.
You know, right.
Yeah. And we're tough guys.
Okay. Now, look at you. Look at you.
You want to talk about the tchotchkes now or the tchotchkes later?
Let's
What's a tchotchke?
A knickknack. I believe that is what Chachi used to start his car. I'm happy to... Tchotchke.
Thank you, Howard. Very
Scott
funny.
Scott Mayo's ignition.
A tchotchke.
Peace with you about it. But we'll tease the audience.
Tell you what happened to me since I came into this building, then we'll get to the tough...
No, we don't really have time for that.
You don't care?
No, I don't care what happened to you. I know you're in a makeup chair for a long time, and it's obvious why.
Well, but, I need makeup, because I said that you are the Brad Pitt of this channel, and to really sit here with Bill O'Reilly and try to look good next to this handsome man... I said, you better put a lot of makeup on me.
Now, again, I'm watching this, and I'm thinking maybe Howard
starting
is
to get nauseous.
Maybe Howard's trying to be funny, but he's
hearing this for the first time.
He's really not being funny.
No, they're talking about the makeup they put on,
about how great each of them is.
Well, we don't have time for that. And,
You're the most handsome man at Fox News Channel.
Thank you. You don't have time for that, Howard. I want to get right to
the tchotchkes.
I'm sitting there, and while I'm in the chair, Geraldo comes waltzing in.
Talking about a handsome man, huh?
Yeah. And I said, Geraldo, first of all, you don't even recognize him. The guy's got 5 pounds of makeup caked on him. He's beet red.
He's 80 years old. Give him a break.
He's got to be. He's got a 4-year-old wife, and he's got a 1-year-old at home. I said, what are you doing?
Relax. But look at your hair. I mean, every curl is manufactured. It's terrific.
Listen,
and you're a radio guy. You're not even on TV.
I am on TV. I'm on demand. And I was on E! For 11 years.
Yeah.
That was the number one show on E! For
it was exciting. You and Joan Rivers. I couldn't get enough of that.
Yeah. Some
okay.
Channel.
So
go ahead. So I make a lot of money.
Yeah. Between
does that
80...
surprise you?
They sound wow. Identical.
Yes, they do.
It's the same damn act. Okay, the same guy.
I'll be him and you be the other guy. Right now. Oh, just with what you've heard back and forth.
So every curl is manufactured.
You want to talk about the tchotchkes?
I want to talk about I want to talk about that later. But look at you,
handsome man.
You're a TV guy. Yeah, you were on E. I understand that.
Yeah, online people.
Yeah, fantastic.
You want to talk about that?
What's that? We'll talk about it later. We don't have time for that. That's it. I know you do.
I make a lot of money.
Look at you. You've got $80 to $100 million.
You are the most successful person in the history of Fox News.
That's what you're doing. You're doing that right now. Is that what it is? Yeah, I have no problem at all.
Look at you.
All right.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Look at you.
Me.
Me.
You.
You.
That was perfect.
Jesus.
Why did I tape it?
Exactly.
I'm probably
No.
But I want to get to the economics of this.
Okay.
So 80 and 100 million a year go into your corporation. You go on Sirius, the satellite radio channel, okay? How are they going to make a profit? I mean, how many people do you think are going to go over and, what are they, like $50 for that thing, a subscription?
Is it my problem if they make a profit?
No.
Is that my worry?
No.
They paid me to go there and entertain the people, and that's what I'll do, and they shall come. What I've heard so far...
entertain the people.
And they shall come. They pay me.
Entertain the people.
They pay me. I make a lot of money. You're the best-looking man at Fox News Channel.
So far... your characterization of this as the ultimate Circle J. Mm-hmm.
That's all this is.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
I'll give you about another minute of it, and then you will have heard everything that they said. There was nothing of substance. We'll tape it again tonight.
And the one thing I do know is that Bill O'Reilly, I'm sure, is relatively obsessed with the money they're paying Howard.
Sure.
I don't doubt that for one second. I'm sure that he is pretty... that's his big thing.
Is that when I got there, they had 600,000 subscribers. And lo and behold, it's been a year later now, and I've been, certainly it's been in the news that I'm going to satellite. They are now estimating 3.1 million.
It's a big commercial, Bill. It's a commercial I'm doing on your show.
It's $12 a month for a radio subscription, and I think it is the best. If you want to get into this, I think it's the best buy
all right.
in town.
So if they
okay. Don't have to play you anymore.
No.
That's what it is. So O'Reilly gives that to him. Yeah,
Bill,
O'Reilly really beat him down in a spin zone.
No, it's $12 a month. It's the best buy
in town.
It's the best buy in town.
There it is.
Okay, do you need to hear any more of
not really. If that's what it is, if that's all it is.
That's all it is.
Wow.
God damn, that's all it is.
Two guys just chatting. Two Long Island guys just chatting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Way to shove it to him, Bill.
Yeah.
And way to fight back, Howard.
And tomorrow they get into his act, what his act is all about.
My act. Well, my act... we can do that for you right now.
Oh,
why don't you just start? Go ahead.
All right, Howard, the act. First of all, is it an act?
The act. I make a lot of money.
But you're in the makeup chair.
I make a lot of money.
I know you make a lot of money.
You
we're
know
not
about
doing that
act.
Right now.
No,
I want to know.
You do an act.
I want to know.
Bill.
No, I don't. This is spin zone.
It's $12.
Every night I talk to you.
$12 a month. And I think it's the buy of the century.
We are the dominant show.
You are
table news. We have been for quite some time.
Look at you.
And you, Howard, you're making a lot of money,
it's
and I want to know, what is it the act? What are you doing, Howard? Is it the act?
I think it's the deal of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Tomorrow's news today.
Thank you.
And as we go to break, a word from Jack Black.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I actually wrote a little song about you. It's not a full song.
Stone Phillips more than meets the eye.
I stole it from Transformers. From the 80s, that toy, Transformers. But I put in Stone Phillips. Because I think there's more to you than meets the eye.
Jack Black, man, that guy is funny.
He's doing an interview with Stone Phillips for King Kong. Yes.
That is great.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I actually wrote a little song about you. It's not a full song.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
Perfect.
You just played a Jack Black tape, Bill. Jack is
I don't know who
not
that
as
guy
successful
is.
As either of us.
Well, he's in a very successful movie. It's going to make a lot of money.
Plus, you, the man at Fox News.
The act
channel.
You have, and they're paying you this money. How are they going to get it back?
The
that's the question. The tchotchkes. Right,
do you want to talk about the tchotchkes?
We're going to talk about that later. I know that. That goes to charity, incidentally. So I don't want to talk about that right now. It's not necessary.
I think.
But what do you think of that deal? $12 a month. Is that the way it is now? How many? I know you got a lot of subscribers.
I make a lot of money.
You buy millions of people all over the world.
I make a lot of money.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. What can I say?
Thank you.
Author.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I actually wrote a little song about you.
That's funny. I don't know why.
It's not a full song.
I'll tell you what.
Stone Phillips, more than meets the eye.
Anyway, that's funny because Jack Black is funny as hell.
And it's the way he sings
yeah.
I.
He nailed it.
If you could have seen the way Stone Phillips reacted to it.
Did he laugh?
Well, he didn't understand it.
He'd be out of control if he laughed. Yeah.
And Jack Black sings that same way like in School of Rock. You know,
right.
You know when he does the pointing and the real intent.
Right. That's fantastic.
Okay, talking points. Let's review the talking points.
Yes, please. All right, talking points right
talking
now.
Points
we've got all the talking
show.
Points.
We played
fact,
the tapes
about the
Howard,
how was
and
make
and then we had
all the money
Bill O'Reilly,
made
with
the Dominic
Cable
man program. We dominate our time
and then
slot.
We had Jack Black.
We weren't going to talk about the tchotchkes. We're going to show at the end of the show. And talk about every pearl is perfect.
Talking points.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. How about a hug?
Oh. I hate goodbyes.
The Don and Mike Show. Like porn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time.
Best of Don and Mike for you. We got some technical issues still persisting at the Don and Mike World Broadcast Center. We are taking care of them even as we speak. So until then, enjoy what we have for you today. A great episode of the Best of Don and Mike.
Time for Honker Cash.
Yes.
Everybody loves Honker Cash.
Although we could do 4 hours on that previous subject.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Oops.
Hello.
This is Jeff.
Hi there, Jeff. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Hampshire Avenue.
All right, beautiful. You ready for Honk for Cash? You know how
I am.
You know how to play the game. We don't have to set this up with you.
You had a red light now, Jeff?
I do not have a red light. You got to give me about 7 seconds.
Excellent start.
3 or 7 seconds.
All right,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Which would you like, 3 or 7?
How about a combination of both? I'm going yellow right now.
Now I just went yellow myself. As a matter of fact, remember when the light changes, don't say anything.
You say it's green and then put the phone out and don't say anything for 30 seconds.
I got you.
Now, Jeff, are you in a left-hand turn lane with an arrow?
I am not, but I'm actually in a middle lane with about 20 cars behind me. I mean, we're at rush hour traffic.
Oh, you're in the middle lane. They're going to go around you.
Can't you please?
Follow direction. No.
Here we go. I'm going.
All right, go.
Whatever.
Oh, this is pathetic.
That's
right. Same horn.
You got to be in the left-hand lane.
So nobody can go around you.
I'm telling you, this is a guaranteed belly laugh. You're going to be farting like I am. You're going to have the upside stomach. And
there we are.
And yeah. You...
A violation.
You talked before your 30 seconds.
You messed
were up
all the directions. All of them.
First, you're supposed to play the game, my friend, from a left-hand turn line.
So nobody can go around you. I take it some people were going around you?
Yeah, there was a couple people.
Somebody else.
Yeah, what?
You're on the magic that is hauling for cash.
Thanks.
Hey, who's this?
Rob, I hate to take you away from whatever that is you're doing, but it seems that...
When's a guy supposed to eat around here?
There you go. It's a simple button, and for whatever reason, it just ain't working on the phones today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hello, this is Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Sacramento.
Beautiful. Brandon, are you at a left-hand turn with an arrow thing? You know what I mean? A stoplight.
I will be there in like 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Yeah, you,
13,
you can count it down.
12.
11.
10.
2.
10, 2.
5.
2. 48.
Pepperoni.
Big pepperoni. Big, full pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
All right. I'm at the turn. I'm at the turn lane.
Come on, okay, please say what it is for God's sake.
Now, are you in a left-hand turn lane?
I'm in a left-hand turn lane. It is red.
How long before it turns green?
Oh, you know what? It's probably going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of the magic of honk for cash.
That's the way it normally works. What do you mean? Describe a little bit.
We can get you in play. Is it a one lane left-hand turn deal?
It is one lane left-hand turn deal.
Are there cars in back of you?
Right now there's one, but the light going the opposite way just turned green.
Yeah, we'll,
do you hate your life?
We'll come back to you.
Brandon.
We'll
he failed.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, Guy.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Guy.
Hi, who is this? That's all he had.
Just some guy just wants to say hi.
Well, no, it is the magic of Haunt for Cash. We get calls like that, too. The way it works.
Now, this thing is just frozen.
And the machine's broken again.
Froze up again.
It never happened. That's the crazy machine.
There we go.
I don't want to do the clown on the machine.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Name the movie.
Hello.
Avalon.
Where's the guy? What was the first guy's name?
Who, Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff, the guy that cheated?
Didn't we have a guy that was in play?
There was a guy that was in the center lane. He had six honks.
Brandon, hello?
Brandon was at a light.
Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Man, we lost Brandon. All right, we're trying to... Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Honk for Cash.
I'm telling you, this is a guarantee.
This one's going to work, this next one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there, what's your name?
I'm Josh.
Ready to make some radio history today?
Josh! Josh! Hey, Rob, hey, what's up, buddy?
Josh, where are you from?
I'm St. Petersburg, Florida. I'm listening on 1010 The Buzz.
Okay, beautiful. Are you at a stoplight?
I am at a one-lane stop site, 22nd Avenue North and 66th Street North in beautiful downtown St. Pete.
Downtown St. Peter, there are cars in back of you.
Yes, sir.
How long before the light turns green?
I would say approximately 45 seconds.
45 seconds. You're confident you have enough cars in back of you and they're going to go nuts when you don't move at green.
I've got three cars behind me, and I've got a shot to the right of me.
All right, now remember, the important thing is when the light turns green,
yes,
you say the light's green, and then for 30 seconds, don't
shut up.
Don't say a word.
Right. Cars
yes,
all
sir.
In back of me, Joker's to the right. Here I am.
Stuck in the middle
you're,
with you.
You're in a left turn lane.
Steve. Yes, I'm in a left turn lane right now. One lane, the intersection that's going the other way is about to start to go red.
Very good. This way?
Right, here we go.
Is it going to turn green, Tom?
I understand.
And it turned green now.
Go.
Now get ready for action. Here's where the big laughs come in.
All the honking.
Listen to the motorists who are very upset in St. Pete, Florida. It's 5:30 in the afternoon. And the guy's just not moving his car.
That was his horn.
You think so?
I think so.
He's got 10 more
seconds. These bastards behind me,
there's 3 cars. Hey, Josh, were you so frustrated you had to hit your own horn?
No, there's some dirty Mexican behind me that he finally
Josh,
beat at the end.
Josh, you talked before the 30 seconds. We did you good day.
Just like Josh.
Son of a.
Good day.
That's a shame.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob playing with the crazy machine again.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike.
You're on for Honk for Cash. Identify yourself, please.
What's your name? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, come on.
What is your name?
Barry.
Barry. Where are you from, Barry?
Annapolis.
All right, my friend. Are you at a light?
No, I was, but then I had to move.
Barry's not qualified intellectually to play the game.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Who is this?
This is Jim. Hail the radio guys. I'm going to be ready to go in about 10 seconds here.
Jim, where are you calling from?
Right now, Tampa. Go.
Go.
Please,
go. 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 Here we go. Tampa Bay again.
One.
Two. I almost believe this guy. How come people don't...
That was it.
Oh.
That was my
answer. You saw before the 30 seconds was up.
Would everybody please...
Nobody could resist that.
Would everybody please learn the number one rule?
Yes.
Don't talk for the 30 seconds.
We'll tell you. We tell you, and that's how we know that you've gone the whole time without getting the honks.
Right.
We do not have anyone that is even qualified yet.
And that guy was playing the best. You could hear the cars
going.
You
hear the outside sound.
The traffic.
Wasn't in his garage. He wasn't in a middle lane. But he talked before the 30 seconds.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name? Any idea?
Karen.
Karen, where are you from?
I'm from Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Okay, Karen, are you at a stoplight right now?
No, but I'll be there in a minute.
A minute.
Come back to you.
Picking up.
In a minute. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Nels.
Hi, Nels. Are you, Nels?
You know, you give him extra credit with a name like Nels, right?
are you at the Mercantile?
I'm right here at Turn Lane waiting to get on.
That's a Little House on the Prairie joke.
That's why I noticed that big laugh from the back of the fag room.
Oh, you Michael Landon faggot lovers out there like robbing me. Did you say you're not at a light, sir?
I'm at a light. I'm at a red light waiting to get on the freeway, and the car should be pulling up behind me shortly.
Oh, man. Shortly.
They're doing construction here. Yeah, here they come.
All right, how many cars are you going to have in back of you?
I think we'll probably have three or four anyway.
How much time before the light turns green?
Here's one. Probably 10 seconds.
All right, when the light turns green, put the phone out and don't say anything for 30 seconds.
I don't find he's getting on a freeway.
Gotcha.
Though?
Yeah, it's a freeway access. It'll work.
By the way, I'm near Sacramento, El Dorado Hills.
Single lane?
Is it one lane, sir?
It's one lane. One lane left turn to get on the freeway. I've got four vehicles behind
Let us know when that light turns green.
And don't say a word for 30 seconds when the light changes.
I won't let you down. Six cars.
This is when your life
changes.
Six
green.
Go!
Go!
I like this guy.
Yeah,
I feel good.
Come on. Come on now. He's not moving. He's being so brazen.
One.
Not moving. You heard one?
Two.
Oh, you're right. Two.
Three, four.
17 seconds.
Five.
No, come on. Don't look like that. This could be a real winner.
I got 10.
It's 26, 27, 8, 29. He went to 30 seconds.
I'll give him that one for 11.
Yeah.
If it's not his horn. Are you there, Nels?
Hello, Nels.
He's hanging in.
Nels Van Patten?
Nels, pick up the phone.
Yeah, it's green, and they're still honking.
Nels?
Yes.
Hang the phone out from your car right now and hit your own horn.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know. What do you think he's faking?
Slam dunk it's his horn. Sounds like his horn.
I got other people yelling at me as I'm driving by.
Nels, that sound off an awful lot like your own horn.
Yeah, it wasn't, I guarantee.
Guarantee.
And I played the game correctly.
You did play the game correctly.
I tell you what, I've got my 12-year-old son here. He'll vouch for me.
All right, put the boy on the phone.
All right.
Put the boy on the phone.
Fair enough.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi there, boy. How are you? What's your name, son?
This is Trace. How's it going?
Hi, Trace. This is Don, and I'm here with Uncle Mike. And
hello, Trace.
And you know that honesty is really a virtue, and we would hate for you to lie. Did your daddy play that game the way that we asked him to? Did he honk his own horn?
No, I watched him the whole time, all 30 seconds.
I'm going to take Trace's word.
Yeah.
I really am. From a 12-year-old, I hope to God he's telling the truth.
I am.
Well, thank you, Trace, and you've just won your father $11.
Mike, by Horn for Cash standards,
it's a windfall.
That's maybe one of the biggest winners we've ever had.
Yes, Rob, that is what we call Trace evidence.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Trace. Put your dad back on.
Oh, Trace?
Yeah.
Trace, hold on a second.
Huh?
I think we have something that's age appropriate. Okay. Oh, here we go. Happy holidays, Trace. We've got a prize for you. The fifth season of CSI Miami on DVD.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. America's number one crime drama is now available on a collectible 7-disc DVD set loaded with bonus features on the complete fifth season of CSI Miami.
That would not have been an appropriate prize unless they started selling at the CSI kit in toy stores.
Right. Mm-hmm. So go buy yourself a black light, son, and have a great week and put your dad back on.
You too. Here he is.
Good talking to you.
Smart little 12-year-old. Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Very polite.
Can I say
your kid? Your kid won it for you.
Winner! He's the one who called in. He's the one who wanted to play Toots for Loot. So.
That's why Honk for Cash is the greatest bit ever.
That's good. Nels, you did it. Nels, you pulled it out, brother.
We do it right in Sacramento sometimes.
Oh, you do? Yes, yeah, sometimes. All right. Thank you. Nels, enjoy your
$11. Right on.
And,
right on.
Your son,
it's not a mic money.
Your son will get the wonderful CSI Miami box set.
And, right on.
Thank you for listening.
Hey, thank you, Doc, guys.
That $11 will get your son a good GED.
God, Rob, the hate for Sacramento.
Would you put your son back on?
Yes, hold on.
Thank you.
Yeah, hold on.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Trace.
Hey, Trace.
Hey.
How old are you, son?
I'm 12.
Do you think Dakota Fanning is hot?
Oh, stop it. Now stop it.
He's 12.
Stop it.
He's 12. I can ask a 12-year-old.
He's appropriate.
You can ask it a 12-year-old.
Yeah, you can all go to hell. All of you.
Probably
right,
will.
Do you think Dakota Fanning's hot?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. See, most men agree.
Thank you. Good.
Thank you, Trace. Hold on a second.
She likes older guys. Hey, shut up, Buzz.
Hold on there, Trace.
Jesus.
That was a good honk for cash, man.
Hey, hats off to Nels.
Yeah.
And whatever little Swedish hat he was wearing.
Yeah.
And also thanks to Jeff, Brandon, Barry, Josh, Karen, and Jim.
That might be my favorite part when you list all of the big losers.
Yes, all the failures.
Did you mention Karen?
Karen, yes, from Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Karen.
Yeah.
She's a dog, she's a queen, she's a tantalizing teen, Karen.
Now you know that the original Karen is pissed off because we're not playing this for her right now.
That's a shame. Well, it's a song for all Karens, not just the one that sucks.
Wow. You don't like that Karen, do you?
Not a bit.
Pushy broad?
I love
no,
her.
No, it's just she doesn't bring anything to the table.
Oh, come on.
I think she ought to put out.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
I think I do.
Karen.
Yeah.
Karen, for some reason, the title of her album, I just want to entitle it Karen and the Puppies. I think I would change my complete opinion of Karen if she called us one day from the tub.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is out of nowhere.
Instead of, hi, it's me.
Play the Karen song.
It's the holidays.
You got issues, dude.
I do today.
Stay there, we'll be right back.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Let's bring in the Bobby Mailman.
Yeah.
This house is so gone crazy.
Because he's got an update for us.
Let's play him in, shall we?
Steavers. I got his music ready as soon as he
gotta wait till he comes in. Let's play him in there.
Where is he at? Here he is. Damn.
Bobby.
This house is so gone crazy.
Here he is, everybody. We love him. Bobby Mailman.
He's wearing his bling.
Hey, Bob.
And his uniform.
And his Robert.
Come on, Bobby Mailman. Please allow me to call you Bobby Mailman.
Do you have extra bling on today?
Got everything. The whole arsenal.
Why all the bling today?
Rob
gave him a hug.
Rob's over there just giving you some love.
I did get the high score in the video machine in there.
Why do you look different? Yeah, are those glasses new?
No, I've had these the whole time. Maybe you finally looked me in the eye.
I'm always so afraid.
Robert is wearing his mailman outfit, along with quite a few gold chains. How many rings? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
rings. I
think
all postal workers should be required to tuck their shirts in.
And all restaurant workers should be required to wash their hands.
Hey, that's pretty good.
We have a new champion.
Fair enough.
I am
defeated. I am. That is game, set, and match.
This has a show going
to the mailbag.
That music, man.
That made me laugh.
A lot of old color stuff. Isn't that introduction? Ha 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 ho ho ho. Isn't that a brother?
What?
The introduction you played at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The laughing place.
Yeah,
the laughing
that place. Has to be a brother.
That's from
a
Walt Disney.
Yeah, Brothers or
yes,
somebody.
Yes, it's from the Walt
Song
Disney.
Song of the South.
It's from the Walt Disney movie.
Yeah.
That's racist.
Yeah, so somebody was shuffling along singing that.
Right. Oh, so listen, oh, oh. Bob Mailman.
Boy, am I alone.
As you know, Robert had some teeth issues, some teeth issues.
Yeah, yes. Had some weak teeth.
Yeah, and really, no kidding. What's the name of the dentist again, Robert? I always forget his
Jay
name.
Jay Stevens.
That's
Let's
it.
Make sure that's right. Bethesda.
This
He's
guy.
A great guy.
Sure, it's Jay Stevens.
No, Jay Stevens is the is the dwarf who's the
another Jay guy, isn't it?
Stevens something.
Jay Stevens is the guy, the little midget.
We all look alike to him.
The midget that's the like the corporate program director.
No, it's Jay something. Jay Severin.
Oh, now you're in good hands.
Just like pulling.
That's Mangala. No, it's Jay Stevens.
Jay Samuels, isn't
Jay
it?
Samuels.
Jay Samuels. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for remembering the name of Robert's dentist.
He's a hack.
Went through my... Thank you very much, Rob.
And this is the guy gave me, whatever this procedure is, like worth thousands of dollars.
Jay Samuels.
I'm just messing with I remember.
Okay, very good. Of course you do. Beautiful work.
So when you were here before, I thought everything was done. Now let me see.
This is a partial.
Let me see the mouth. Let me see. Now see those. So you've got the top teeth.
I got the middle. On both. Upper.
What are they doing now?
The
what is the next
the
procedure?
Tomorrow morning at 8:30, they're gonna pull the rest of my teeth on the sides, the molars and all the ones in the back. That's major. Because they're a lot harder to pull out.
So there's going to be more recovery time and all that.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it with pliers the way we've requested?
Jackhammer.
Actually, it's going to be a string. It's going to be string and someone's going to slam the door.
Good pull, Rob. You just earned. That's real funny.
Hey,
I'm already nervous about it.
Why are you nervous? You weren't nervous the first time, were you?
Because I've been told that this is a lot harder. A lot of people say they put one of these back teeth and you're out for a week. You put like five or six.
How many are you going to pull tomorrow?
Probably like nine
teeth. Now
that's just the top, and then we're going to do recovery, and then they're going to do the bottom.
Are you going to be?
I forced his hand because I eventually wanted all these teeth out.
Are you going to be knocked out for this thing tomorrow?
I hope so.
You hope so?
So this is your choice, or did he like try to talk you out of it, or?
No, it was my choice. All right. It was always my plan to get them all removed. Remember?
Yeah, right.
Because they bother you?
They bother me.
Okay.
And I have gum disease. I have a lot of issues.
A lot of issues with your teeth.
Well, your mouth's been a lot of places, my friend.
So is yours.
Not as many as yours.
Oh dear.
It's been one place.
Oh, you don't need to. You don't.
No,
need to
you thought about Frank? You were indicating your zipper. Yes. If you were indicating somehow that I had performed a sexual act
not
on Frank Caliendo, I did.
You. Well, you wouldn't perform on me because you.
Hey, it was clean. It was decent.
Sure.
Two white guys. That's normal.
For everyone, be careful. You know why?
Why?
There are homosexuals about.
I love this photo. I got it. Can I take some of these with me?
What, our publicity photos?
Yeah, I look like Miami Vice 30 years later.
Oh,
you look
that's
so good.
Not nice.
Our publicity
that's
photos?
Not
you,
nice
you
at all.
Hold on. You are busting on our publicity photos?
You look great. No, I actually look cool. I mean, you got Pat Goss. He's a fat white guy. And then you get two more fat white guys. You can open like a five fat white guy burger restaurants. You know, they already got them started.
And you, I'm looking at you now.
I'm in great shape. I've lost a lot of weight. Don't let me break out on you. Don't want me to go down.
No, don't take your clothes off.
No,
please,
don't
start it.
I look a lot.
You have lost weight.
You have lost weight.
No, I can't eat like I used to.
How much have you lost?
About 25 pounds.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I look great.
You look
only
okay.
Got 10 minutes. I'm worried. I've already been told. You know, you had me. You say a brother's late. And I'm in the green room sleeping while that hack is in here, you know.
Well, there's the stereotype.
Doing his little
thing. Well, what
bit.
Were you doing? You're in there sleeping.
I came from work, okay? I mean, you are a talented man. You haven't done 8 hours of work in your life. You've already done... And
get out of here
four.
Right now.
Mr. Four.
Get out of here right now. I work hard. I work harder in one day.
You're very talented.
Yeah.
But you haven't worked an eight-hour job.
Excuse me. Yes, I have. Every
so
day.
What?
Every day, slamming the... What do you think? That all of this just comes out of me?
You don't want to know what I think, but you don't work like I do.
No.
What time were you up? What time were you up this morning, Robert?
Like I
did. I didn't get any sleep. I worked my other job last night, 10:30 to 6:30.
I'm sorry.
And I went to my other job today.
That's why I was sleeping
in the green room.
No.
You're not going to get away with it.
I am sorry.
Now, I'm a stereotypical black man because I was sleeping in the break room. I was sleeping in the break room because I went to both jobs today.
That was being stereotypical about Mexicans. But you're right. It does fit for the black, which is why
I used it. The black. You don't even get an F anymore. The black.
Well, you're the man.
Well, let me tell you.
There's only one black man in the room right now.
I work two full-time jobs and a third.
And I can't help it. Okay? And I can't help it that I...
Hey, I'm just trying to have a piece of the American pie. I know you're only giving us crumbs now, but I'm just getting a little piece of the pie. I'm just getting the apple in it. I'm just getting a part of the pan.
Robert, I'm sure that you work harder than I do.
You're making
it.
If you're talking... physical labor, yes.
I work
but when you're talking
too.
About with the inner government up here...
Don, I wish I could tell you where I work at now. I just got a promotion, and I'm working somewhere you probably couldn't. They wouldn't even let you in.
What, some another one? Is this another one of your secret government classified jobs?
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm very proud of it.
The password is private poker party security.
Oh, that's back in effect. The guys have gotten over being scared of the police and the robbers. And the poker tournaments are back on. And I've been losing just as quickly as ever.
Are you going back to those after the big scare?
Oh, yeah. And they're still lying on me. They're still lying
on me. Robert, just be quiet for a second. I have a brief word of encouragement for you. Here's what I think. You're right. You're gracious. You come in, you let me make my racial jokes. You make them back. You know we're just kidding.
Right.
You work hard, I work hard. Let's take a moment out.
I work harder.
I would dispute that, but then again, you know. Yeah.
16 hours a day at least.
Okay, but my brain works like 20 hours a day.
Okay, so what you're saying, a black man's brain ain't working?
No, we're just talking about me versus you.
Well, here's your mail, sir.
We are just talking about me versus you. Just allow me to take this moment to give you a brief word of encouragement. Okay? Let's roll it, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, you had the highest murder rate. Unto each other. You were dealing drugs to each other. You were impregnating our 13, 12, 11-year-old
children. Let him finish.
To each other.
This is Bill Cosby.
What kind of village was it?
That's what that ass said to people.
Who was cheating on his wife, right?
Yeah, I mean, all of that aside.
Okay.
He goes down to New Orleans. And that's the pep talk.
He was speaking to people that were in tents.
That's the pep talk he gave to people, and I thought that perhaps that could be some encouraging words for you
Why encouraging words for me? I'm not in a tent.
Doesn't Bill Cosby...
I have a home.
Doesn't Bill Cosby...
I pay a mortgage.
Doesn't Bill Cosby speak for all blacks?
No, and I don't speak for all blacks.
What is your impression of Bill Cosby and his speech, Robert?
He's saying what he thinks we need to hear.
Who speaks for all blacks? Denzel?
Jesse Jackson... And your real father. Just kidding.
There's another one. He is hunting and pecking, but he's doing pretty well today.
That was wrong.
That's okay. You know why you're so funny today? You were able to get another get a little nappy time in.
While you're drinking your hot toddies tonight and watching American Idol, I'll be going getting some rest because I have to be at work at 10:30.
Yeah, it's called brain power, which
brain
means
power.
I don't have to lift and bend over and pick up and deliver because
you better not.
And it's not a racial thing.
You're talking to a lot of your listeners.
It's not a racial
thing.
You're
talking to a lot of your listeners.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
A lot of your listeners deliver packages every day.
And
a lot of your listeners guard.
And they don't come into this studio and tell me. They don't come in. They don't come in and tell me that they work harder than I do.
Right. I almost talked my teeth out. You're pissing me off. It almost just came out right now. Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
there's a black guy guarding your house right now. So don't give me that. You should appreciate us, okay?
There are three black
guys guarding my house
right now.
One of the most racist people I know, Ron Spiegel. And I do it just like I do the other people on his route.
Mm-hmm. He does a very nice job.
That's right.
Rob, yeah. you just sound like you were 80 years old. He does such a wonderfully nice job.
But I'm happy. I do appreciate the team.
Now,
that's what I got to say.
In all seriousness, thank you for coming down today.
Samuel, you're a great guy. I love your pictures. I'm going to take them with me.
Thank you for the update. Please, tomorrow. Now, what time? You said it's 8:30?
Are you going to be able to speak to us during the show tomorrow?
That's going to be where the jokes ensue. I'm going to call in tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Would you please call in?
We'll take it from there.
What time is your procedure in the morning?
It's 8:30 a.m.
8:30, so you will be... Well, you have a little time to recover.
Oh, he'll be good and high by the time the show happens tomorrow.
Will you send Rob to get me if I'm unable to get myself home?
Yeah, you need a driver, yeah. Rob, you'll drive him home, won't you?
Yeah, just wait for me outside.
Thanks, Rob. You know, you get in the car and you can say to him, you know, Miss Daisy? Daisy, I'd love to take you to the show.
If Rob picks you up, Robert, though, be careful if he gets extra personal.
No,
I'm still on that PSA.
Maybe if there's three of them in the car.
Yes.
Yeah, then
watch out.
Yeah, and the chain in the back.
Beware.
All right, get out of here, Robert. Call
care, fellas.
Call tomorrow. Love you a long time. Good luck with the surgery.
Good luck.
Thank you very much,
Robert. Okay, good luck, Robert.
See you later, Robert. And we'll be back. Sorry, we're out of time.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.